Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Rumble, young man. Rumble, as a good brother, man, the great, late great brother, man, Muhammad Ali would say, the rumble, young man, rumble. Yes, sir. Welcome in one more time right here to Culture Freedom Radio Network, most definitely in this house right here, man, on February the 28th. Damn, it's the last day of February, y'all. Damn, sure is, isn't it? But yes, sir, y'all know how it is, the shortest, my shoutest, the shoutest, y'all. Y'all got to say it country, y'all. Can y'all say it country with Brother Arya? The shouting. Yes, sir. Let me quit clowning. Yes, sir, we up in this house right here, man, on this Tuesday night. And we have a good topic for you tonight. We're asking a question at the same time. That's a question. But check this out. Tonight right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network, the question is, are we looking at the fall of America that Elijah Muhammad talked about? Uh-oh. Let me say it one more time, y'all. Let me say it again. Are we looking at the fall of America that Elijah Muhammad talked about? Yes, sir. We know the landmass is not going to fall. That's not what we're talking about, y'all. Y'all know the landmass ain't going nowhere. The land, the foundation that we're standing on, that's not what we're talking about right here. We're talking about the governmental structure, the American society. Is it falling, y'all? With all of this stuff that we're seeing, the immigration, the mass shooting at schools and different places, the homeless rate that we're seeing in places like California and all over the chaos that's ensuing in the so-called, especially in the so-called black communities with the smash and grabbing. Y'all just name it. Is all the stuff that we're seeing today, are we looking at the fall of America? It was not so long ago, my brothers and sisters, we heard a presidential candidate that was saying, and he actually went on to become president, and he was saying how that they wanted to make America great again, right? And there were people who were saying, I'm not mistaken, y'all. I'm getting a little older sometime. I can't remember, y'all. But I think it was melanated people, so-called black people, was saying African-American, was saying, when the hell was America ever great? When was America ever great? America was never great for black folks. But, you know, I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just trying to reiterate. I don't know, y'all. But, yeah, they were saying America was not great. But I bet y'all right now, Places like Chicago, New York, and places right now where they're being overran with immigration, and they're getting black folks getting kicked out of their houses, and a lot of places where the immigrants are getting top priority over so-called black folks right now. I bet you black folks, some of them same black folks said, God damn it, we need to make America great again when we had our own shit and we didn't let nobody come in here and take our stuff. I bet you they saying, God damn it, let's make America great again. Not Trump's way, America. Uh-huh. See, your ass better watch what you say sometime, y'all. Uh-huh. You better watch what you say and watch what you be fighting against. But anyway, tonight we just want to talk about this right here tonight, y'all, right here on Culture Freedom Radio. And we got the crew in the house tonight right here, man. The crew right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network. Yes, sir. We got Rabbi Morey David Israel in the house tonight, y'all, with us in here. We got Brother Justice in the house, and we got the big brother Alpha Male, the sniper, y'all. I don't know if I say that, y'all. Not the real sniper, FBI, no. We not talking about it. We talking about sniping with truth. Don't get offended. Don't get rid of the men in black. Sit your ass down. We talk about hitting you with the truth, because he sit back and he wait on the right shot to hit your ass with that truth. That's why I call him the sniper. Yes, sir. But anyway, y'all, let's get it on. Let's get it on like Soul Train up in here, y'all. Y'all ready? Let's get this topic of conversation on, man. Are we looking at right here the fall of America? Are we looking at it, y'all? Because, goddamn, it seemed to be to me. You got Chinese folks at the damn border coming into the country. This folks, that folks. It's just, hell, they got folks going to jail now, murder charges, and they letting their ass out with no bond, all kind of shit. I've just seen where they had a police officer was killed. Somebody killed a police officer not too long ago. I think it was in Mississippi and here in Memphis, some damn where, right close. And goddamn, y'all, he's out on, well, I don't know if I can really say bond. Because they'll give him a bond. We got to talk about this new reform stuff, police reform. But he got a bond. But then when you go now, they're like, they might give you a $100,000 bond. Then you get in there like, well, you got any money? Can you pay it? No, I can't pay it. Well, we'll let you go ahead and go. Boop. Open the door and let his ass out. That's what they're doing now. Boy, it's crazy as hell in America right now, y'all. It's crazy as hell. It's almost scary, y'all. But I'm going to tell y'all something right fast. I'm going to let these brothers come on in here. I just got to lay down the foundation and give y'all this something to talk about. But check this out. Some of our black folks was always talking about, man, fuck this shit, man. Give us our country, man. I mean, white folk, your time is up. You know, your shit is over with. You know, so-and-so, this and that. Now, y'all been peeping, right? Y'all peep game. Have y'all been seeing how they are letting now a lot of black women get in a lot of positions of power? They letting a lot of black folk get in a lot of positions of power and shit, right? Y'all see this shit, right? But I remember hearing this. Elders, y'all been paying attention to y'all elders, what y'all elders be saying now. Because I remember elders said one time, you know, I'm young, I don't know no better. But saying America going, when America gets so screwed up and white folks mess America up so goddamn bad, then they're going to give it over to black folks and let black folks start running it. And then they're going to say, hey, y'all fuck this country up. Excuse my language. Y'all messed this goddamn, look, black folks the one messed this country up. We didn't do it. Oh, this seemed to be that's the way they're doing it, right? Y'all ain't peeping game on that. I pay attention to what my elders told me. A lot of stuff I didn't now, but it's coming back to my memories. But yes, sir. Come on in the house, y'all. Let's get it on. Let's get it on up in here, man. I'm telling y'all, man, hey, it's crazy, man. Pure pandemonium. Chaos is the order of the day. Brother Dave, what'd you say about it, man? Is it the fall of America, Brother Dave? What's your name, Brother Justin? Man, what we got going on?
What's up? What's up, brother? What's up? Shalom. Shema Israel, or the Nalahenu, or the Nakat, or Barukatai, the Nalahenu, Malakai, I love my books, and the comment I write. I'm like, say, oh, Israel, Lord our God is one. I'm like, give a shout out to Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. Like, give a shout out to Live Vibes Radio. Like, give a shout out to Culture Freedom Radio. And also, I'd like to give a shout out to my good dear brother. And this truth, man, he teaches this truth to society. Y'all need to go look at his last.
Uh-oh, you went low there. You went low.
Can't hear me?
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I see y'all need to go look at that brother's last video on YouTube. Y'all really do. It's something y'all need to look at. Please go watch that. Please do. And I'm going to tell you, I listened to it, and, man, it brought some light to stuff. He said, hey, look, he was talking about how come y'all don't have, Jesus don't have his own book. Brother Whitten, brother said, why don't they have a book of Yeshua? So, yeah, y'all go check that out, because that brother, he went in. That brother goes in every time make a video, man. Anytime he represents the tabernacle, he teaches hard.
Yes, sir.
So,
appreciate it.
Go check out our YouTube page, Liberation Tabernacle. Yeah, I'm always give shout out to that because that's our ministry and that's what we teach. But tonight, I'm going to get into something. I'm going to get into something and I'm going to go into my scripture as I always do. Now, y'all know Moray, David Israel, he goes into his scripture. He don't care even if Satan's in the room. I'm still going to his scripture.
Even if Satan's in the room.
Hey, I don't care if I'm drunk out of my mind. You know I've got a scripture for you. So let's go to the book of Deuteronomy, 28th chapter. The 20th chapter. It says, it shall be that if you hearken to the voice of Yah, to observe, to perform all his commandments that I command you this day, then Hashem Yah will make you supreme over all the nations of the earth. So that all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you. Have you hearken to the voice of Hashem Yahweh? Let's go to Deuteronomy 28:15. It says, but it will be that if you do not hearken to the voice of Hashem Yahweh, your God, to observe, to perform all his commandments and all his decrees that I command you today, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. So let me go to a scripture of one of the things that happen if people don't follow Yah. Because in America right now, we got people not following Yah Elohim. Am I right? We got people that don't follow the laws that you commandments. So it says Deuteronomy 28:43. It says, the stranger who is among you will ascend above you higher and higher, while you will descend lower and lower. He will lend to you, but you will not lend to him. He will be the head, but you will be a tail. It says all these curses will come upon you and pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you will not have hearkened to the voice of Hashem Yah to observe his commandments and decree they command you. So the reason why I went into that scripture, those scriptures, is because when we look at that stuff that's going on right now in America, you see the foreigners moving up and up. And the Arabs, the Middle Easterners, the Spanish people, everybody's moving up. Now, everybody, the Palestinians coming over here getting whatever, the Spanish people coming over here getting whatever. We wonder why this is happening. How come they get more than what we're getting? The reason why they're getting more than what we're getting is because we are not following Yah Elohim. We're not following his command. We sit there and we follow everybody else. We follow all the different trends. You know, we go to the hair stores, buy the weave, buy the nasty clothes and shit, the provocative clothes. See these sisters, they patronize the Chinese, patronize the Asians. And these people are getting rich and rich and rich and rich. And one thing about them that they do that we don't do, they make sure each other are put together. They make sure that they are, they got laws and regulations put in there that way it can protect them. Now, something, the reason why I brought up that about Moray Arriaz's lecture, which he did on YouTube recently, is because in there, Moray Arriaz mentioned something that resonated with me. It really touched me because I had thought I was listening to an old Israelite video of the brothers that went to Jerusalem, and they wanted to start their own thing outside of Ben Ami. And Moray Arriaz was talking about how you see all these other nations, they get a group together. And I forgot what you call it, Moray Arriaz, but
it was a lobbyist. Lobbyist group.
A lobbyist group. He said if we want to get stuff done, especially even though we don't follow politics, even though we might not participate in politics, but if we want to participate in politics as Israelites, we got to get ourselves a lobbyist group. Now, when we're looking at the Asians, the Spanish, the Middle Easterns, these people get involved politically. Where they got lobbyist groups, as Moray Arriaz said in the last lecture, which I brought up, and they get together and they get certain stuff put in motion for America not to mess with them. We don't have that. We only have one or two Israelite brothers out here doing it, and they're messianic. And meanwhile, they haven't really gotten too much done within Israel. I don't know if you know, but there was a brother, I think his name is Keon Israel. He's out, he was from Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, but I think he started his own group called the Lights of Zion, some Israelite camp. But he went to Israel, and I guess he wanted to establish an Israelite lobbyist group or something similar. That way they could not mess with Israelites in certain ways when they're out there teaching on the corner, because they get harassed when they do. Now, he's about the only other Israelite brother who I've seen actually done that. It's not too many brothers and sisters that willing to speak on that, on our stuff, and get stuff in motion for us, just like the Asians and the Spanish people do too. But these people from other nations, we wonder why. Oh, how come they're able to go to New York, go to D.C., and they can establish Chinatown. I don't know if y'all noticed or not, but I'm from DMV. I'm from Virginia. Been to places in D.C. I've been to D.C. I've been to New York. I don't know if y'all noticed this or not, but every state got a place called Chinatown. D.C. got a place called Chinatown. New York got a place called Chinatown. And there's nothing but Arabs and Asians running them damn cities. Matter of fact, there's a place right here in VA, around the area I'm in, and I swear to God, it's about 3 miles worth of Latino stores. It's a Latino laundromat, Latino barbershop, and Latino church, a Latino gas station. I'm being serious, they got a whole, they take over in cities. So when I was practicing practicing Sunni Islam. And I was going to the mosque. I used to go to a mosque here in VA. And it was nothing but Moroccans and Northern Africans. Every month, first of the month, after Juma prayer, they would have meetings to where only Moroccans and Northern Africans could attend. And it was pretty much kind of like what Moray Arial was talking about the lobbyist groups. And thinking back now, I look at how they come together and how they politic about getting certain businesses, certain grants. I'm being serious with you. That's something that we got to do. If we want to get stuff together and get shit for ourselves, we're going to have to create a lobbyist group of ourselves. Because we see, when you see the LGBT shit going on in the school system, being taught in school system, if us as Israelites, we read Leviticus, it says that shit's wrong being a homosexual, then what we can do is we can go to the damn school board as Israelites and say, don't teach this shit to our children. Our children, Israelite children, don't need to hear that shit. We need to get an Israelite part, correct Israelite culture. You see? To teach us about the laws, like Moray Arial was talking about the different laws, the civil laws, the agriculture laws. There are certain laws broken up within the Torah that talks about this. So if we can come together and do this as Israelites, we would see us getting shit just like Asians get, like the Latinos get, like Africans. Is getting, like the Arabs getting. I'm going to tell you something. We see what's going on. Do you know that they had an underground basement where people from synagogue was living in, illegals from synagogue was living in? It was in New York City. I saw it recently. It came up on my timeline. It was in New York.
Yeah, I just saw that day.
Yeah,
I just saw it about 10 minutes ago.
And when I saw that, I was like, well, how the hell did they not know they was here? See, like Moray Arial was saying in that video recently, they create lobbyist groups to protect each other, certain laws. They can't do this, can't do that. I don't know if some of y'all remember this back in the day. Amadou Diallo, I don't know if y'all remember him. When the African brother got beat up, I think it was he. I forgot where it was at, but it was the Amadou Diallo case. Anybody remember that
case? I remember that name, but I don't remember too much about the case. I remember the name.
Yeah, he was beat up by the New York City Police Department. And I'm being serious with you. They treated him like shit on a corner. They whooped his ass, I'm talking about, so bad. And then they shot his ass. They shot his ass a whole bunch of times too and killed him.
Hmm.
Now, when that happened, do you know that the Africans came together politically and they got rights? That way they could not get targeted. They got rights. They got laws put in place. They cannot target them like that. Same thing with during 9/11. When 9/11 happened, the Arabs and the Middle Easterners felt so crazy about them getting, I guess they was saying they were getting harassed and all that. They go back where the fuck they come from, number one. But after that, they actually got laws put in place that where in Detroit and New York, they cannot mess with them. Because even if they lay one finger on their damn hair, they can legally got more rights than that person who then took them down. So, yeah, these people come over here, and they create lobbyist groups to get laws and stuff intact. That way they won't get messed with. That's why they come over here and do whatever the fuck they want to. We got some Latinos in New York recently beat up a damn police officer. And like Morey Arriaga said at the beginning of the damn show, they beat up police and they let them go. These people are getting away with shit because they pulled their resources. Like Honorable Last Mom said, pull your resources physically as well as financially. They come together and they put shit in order for them to stay afloat. So we need to do the same thing.
Yes, sir. In this case, the goddamn Democrats. I got another one. Alpha Male call them homocrats. I got one for you, Alpha Male. Pedocrats. I think you might have said that before. Pedocrats. Pedophilia, goddamn it, Democrats. They're pedocrats. Because I got some I want to play a little bit later on that one, too. But, brother, I want to. I got a couple of things I want to throw out in here. I got something from the Fall of America. I want to read y'all something. I ain't read this in a long time. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said in chapter 30 here, the Fall of America, says she became an inhabitant of devils. He says the Bible referred to America by the name Babylon and teaches us in Revelations 18:2, Babylon the great is fallen and has became an inhabitant of devils, a hole of every foul spirit, a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. It says this is true, for America has accepted immigrants of the most evil and lewd character from Europe. But now, just from all over now, he was talking about Europe at that time, but hell, now we can scratch out Europe and just say from all over, goddamn it. It says America has filled her country with evil and indecency, and there is no good in the works of America. America hate the doers of good and seek to destroy them. This is the cause of the fall of America. But he's right. I remember going back there. That's a long time since I got there. He was talking about America is filled with every clean and hateful and unclean bird. Now, he says symbolically, he was saying, as we talk about these spirits, you know, there's this the personalities, and when he said a cage of unclean birds and spirits, just talk about people symbolically. I'm talking about these different peoples. And y'all know they say America is the melting pot. It's the home of immigrants from all over the world, all over, you know, everybody. It's America opened the doors to everybody. But a lot of time, as you say, though, they're opening their doors to all kind of evil-ass people. You know, there are some good people at the same time, but there are a lot of evil-ass people in the process as well. And I want to play something here, because we're talking about this is what we're looking at as America. This is the fall of America. We have American citizens now. Whether people want to acknowledge they are American citizens or not, you know, we have some, you know, our most hardcore black militants like, fuck America, I ain't no goddamn Americans. But anyway, but we're looking at Americans right now and how Americans are actually being replaced. There's top, like I said, top priority is being given over American citizens, immigrants getting shit. Now, check this out, y'all. This is crazy as hell. You have the so-called governor of New York who's trying to propose, I guess, a bill or something, move forward with plans to give illegals thousands of jobs. I'm going to play her word. I'm going to let y'all hear her say it, but give illegals thousands of jobs and also trying to give them government jobs. Y'all heard it? Now I got to see it. I got to see it. I got to get country, y'all. Even to give them government jobs. Yes, sir. Government jobs, man. And even lowering the requirements where they won't have to have, they won't have to have high school diplomas or nothing. Ain't even really got to speak, you know, what somebody might say, proper English or good enough English. But damn, y'all, we've been in this motherfucker a long time. Boy, we catch hell. We got to go through all kind of goddamn background checks. We got to go through this. We got to go through that. We got to have all these damn different degrees and this, that, and that. And they goddamn it jumped the fence, jumped the goddamn backyard gate, y'all, and come right on in here and gonna go get a goddamn government job. Ain't that a... But check this out. Check this out. Check this crazy-ass woman out, y'all. She need a drill test, y'all. Check this out. Hold on. Let me stop this. Here you go. Here we go.
Can you send some of the migrants up here? We need them. I hear this in every corner of the state.
Governor Kathy Hochul's administration recently agreed to a proposal that could make it easier for migrants to get temporary jobs in state government. Approved earlier this month, the Civil Service Commission is working with agencies to implement the changes, which include dropping typical application requirements like proof of a high school diploma or proficiency in English.
I have 10,000 openings in the New York State workforce, from our operations to SUNY. I have 10,000 openings. So this is to get...
Now, let me stop there for 1 second. Well, wait a minute now. Hold up. You got Americans need jobs. So wait a minute. You got Americans up in New York. New York citizens need jobs. How come you don't get them goddamn jobs now? But you've not, all of a sudden now you got 10,000 goddamn jobs that you need for you need filling. But now you all of a sudden you got these jobs you can give to the immigrants. What about the goddamn people that's been here that been needing jobs? The people that's in America, veterans and all types of stuff, especially the veterans. Shout out to the veterans, man. Those veterans out there who need jobs. Don't supposed to have been fighting for the freedoms of America. Don't been in all these Iraqi wars and all this shit. Don't got fucked up over there. But y'all, now you got all these damn jobs all of a sudden. Government jobs, that's it. God damn. Hold on, let me finish it off. It's almost finished. Damn.
Say we are working intensely to get work authorization application. These are all legal people.
The goal is to make it faster for migrants to get jobs once they get legal work authorization. Hochul is eyeing around 4,000 entry-level positions that are currently unfilled within state agencies. Mm-hmm. Those include clerical or administrative roles, technical support, equipment service, and repair jobs, as well as those positions in food services. Those jobs won't be limited to just migrants, and officials are billing it as a win-win, according to an internal memo obtained by New York One.
I'm anxious to get this moving quickly, and once they're approved, we can match people to jobs. They don't need to be reliant on services any longer, which I think is the objective, to not have people supported by taxpayers in our shelters.
It's part of an ongoing effort to inject new blood into a shrinking state workforce. Testifying before the state legislature on Tuesday, the head of the Civil Service Commission decried vacancies, saying they've already implemented temporary hiring measures on an emergency basis. Mayor Eric Adams also likes the new idea.
I would love to use migrants and asylum seekers to help with the lifeguard shortage. We've been successful to get almost 30,000 people, the total application, including work authorization, asylum, and TPS. We want more.
He says the key is to speed up.
That's enough. That sucker, you know what he remind me of, Eric Adams? That sucker looked just like John Lewis. I ain't going to talk about the dead, but that's who he looked like. I can talk about Eric Adams, punk ass. He's still alive. Boy, these Nick Rolls, boy.
You like the mayor of New York, right? That was the mayor of New York or something like that.
Yeah, he looked just like like Elijah Cummings and John Lewis. He looked just like both of them because they looked like twins of me. I couldn't tell them apart. So I ain't going to talk about the dead, but actually I talk about his punk ass. He's still alive. This shit's crazy, man.
I'm going to tell you something. I know this is Coach Reed the Radio, and I'm going to say it. Fuck John Lewis.
Well, like I said, you talk about the dead. He ain't gonna hunt me tonight.
I don't care. They can hunt me. All they gonna do is walk across that bridge of Selma. They ain't gonna do shit.
God damn. you going to hell, Dave. You going to hell for that one.
Let's get serious.
Hey, but Dave, you know what, Dave? One thing, I'm gonna let you go here, Dave. You know what? I just realized from that video, I'm changing my goddamn name to Francisco. That's my new name. I'm finna go up to New York and get me a goddamn government job. My name is Francisco.
Damn, you eat tacos. You remember you had tacos the other day for lunch?
Yes, sir. Taco Tuesday. My name is Francisco. I'm from Guatemala. I'm finna go get me a damn government job. I don't need no high school diploma shit either. Shit, I'm finna get me a government job.
Hey, buddy.
Yes, sir. Brother. Hey, go ahead, Justin. There you go.
I'm from Lakeham, Shalom, and Hotel.
What's up, brother? Wednesday.
It's all your fault, Justice.
Hey, you need to tell your side chick, Michelle Obama, that her husband fucked up America. Oh,
well,
his husband fucked up America. Did you see Justice that pic of Michelle Obama in them sweatpants?
Nah, I wouldn't do it. I wasn't going to send him that one.
here's the deal, right? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, I was told that we were going to be talking about a certain topic, and somebody came on and they didn't talk about the topic at all. They talked about something that happened on YouTube, a whole different topic. And so I was hoping we could get on topic and talk about the topic tonight.
Okay? Dive on in here. Bring it how you bring it. Bring it how you bring it. Throw the alley hoop to you.
All right, so I'm about to slam that. All right, so are we looking at the fall of America that Elijah Muhammad talked about? Is the topic, Chief Rabbi? Okay, so now, when I think about it, you know, there's a recent story in the news, and a lady was really distraught about the decision that the state of Alabama made about embryos being considered unborn children. And she couldn't get something done so that she can have a child because the frozen embryos were dropped on the floor. And then, well, at any rate, they made a big deal out of that. And then they said, okay, well, those are considered children, and that somebody dropped them on the floor. Okay, now, you know, you could be held, you know, liable for you know, killing children in a sense like that. And so the whole state say, okay, we're going to stop doing the embryos. You're not going to freeze no more. You're not accepting no more, you know. And so they say, we got to go to another state so we can have a baby. And so you saw where Trump came out and said, yeah, we want babies and we want embryos and all that. Y'all need to change your mind on the embryos, Alabama. So I noticed he said that, right? So, you know, I'm looking at the situation that America is facing and dealing with, having its hands in several wars, Ukraine and Russia, and funding Ukraine to ward off Russia and fight them back, to weaken Russia. It's their whole logic that why they're doing what they're doing. And then you have the Israel destroying and genociding the Palestinians, with America being the number one culprit in the whole genocide. And so what goes around comes around. Somehow karma happens in different ways, and the omnipotent, magnificent creator of the universe has ways to get back at people who are deemed inhabitants, America being inhabited by devils, and that there are no good in the works of America. And so America seems to put on a facade that they are so great and they're the best and they're the most righteous, when they're the opposite. And so what goes unreported and reported at the same time is the destruction of America, the fall of America, which is happening right before our eyes. And so, you know, you can witness the destruction in many zones across the country where the weather has destroyed places where white people have lived and loved to live for a long time. but the destruction of their love, their long love places, are now in a lot of cases unlivable, and in more cases, unconsolable. You can't rebuild. If you do, you know, you're a fool for sure. So with the destruction of these places that people cherished and these certain, a lot of cases, these red states where the destruction's happening in a lot of cases, and these people are going to be redlined or redistricted to go and vote somewhere else now, or have to vote in a whole other town or a whole other state in some cases because of the destruction that's been happening. The migrants crossing we've been hearing about, and all of these millions of people coming into the country illegally, and then the government officials supporting them coming into the country illegally without even going through any checks and balances or anything. Just go ahead, give them the thing they need. Meanwhile, we have people who've been living on the streets and who have been homeless here in America, who are born American citizens, who haven't received the kind of help that they are given to people who are not from America. And so that isn't going to go unpunished either. How you won't help the ones who are in need the most, which were the people from your country, our country here in America, who are living in poverty or on the streets or under bridges or in a tent, veterans of this country, some people who had pretty decent lives and pharmaceutical industry introduced them to pain pills to relieve them from pain that they went to the doctor and they said, well, take these pain pills and take these pain pills and this and that, and they hooked them on these drugs to make them addicted to pain pills. And now millions now of white Americans have become victims of drugs and drug abuse and murder from the pharmaceutical industry by putting them on a path to being addicted to pain medication, which leads into fentanyl, being addicted to fentanyl, going to the extreme, fentanyl, you can't get the pain pills anymore because your prescription ran out. And now you're going to the streets and you're asking people for some pain pills because somehow you become addicted to them and you feel like you need them. And they're going to go to any extreme measure to get them. So they hit the street and they find some things and people introduce them to fentanyl. And then they end up doing heroin. Then they have this new one they had called Trank, which was horse tranquilizer. And you do that and it eats up your bones and your skin. You have holes in your bones, holes in your body. You know, you can see inside your body because it's eating you alive, this Trank stuff that they somehow have been introduced to, that they were told that this is the greatest thing that you can have because it's going to make you feel so good. And so white people are on the decline in America in a huge way all across our country here because of these drugs that they become addicted to through the pharmaceutical industry introducing them to them over 25 years ago. They went on this big thing about they just passing out these pharmaceuticals like they were candy, and they were running to them. Everybody, white people love their pills. That's all they talk about. I need a pill. So white people in America is on the fall. Okay. So I look at the California News Channel, and they got all these Hawaiian-looking, Cambodian-looking women doing the news. All branches of it. They doing the anchor in the news. They do the weather report. They out there doing the street. I'm like, where are the white people? What happened to the white people? I know that's California. That's L.A. What, they got all these oriental funny look. I don't know why I go say funny looking, but they don't look like, you know, our people here, black or white or whatever. These people's from some kind of island like a Hawaii or some kind of, you know, Fiji Island or something, and they over there in California doing the news. And there used to be nothing but white people on the news and on TV in California. And so I thought we would talk about the topic. Like, you know, we can come in and talk about things, but I like to just, let's go ahead and make it plain about what the topic is and just let's go in on the topic, because all the other stuff is good, but that's not the topic. So, you know, that's my whole thing is, you bore me if you're not talking about what we here to talk about. I'll be bored because that's something else. I might have watched that YouTube myself. I already understand. But you going backwards. We trying to go forward.
Yeah. Hey, but just one quick thing. You mentioned about them in Mexico. I mean, damn, what's it, California. But check this out. You remember, I know you remember, though, but you remember they've been saying how America, they already, I guess they knew this shit was going to come because they've been having this plan. They implanted this overnight. Because you remember they saying about at least 2030, the plan was about 2030. They said America was going to be majority ran by Hispanics. Well, they was going to be the majority. You remember that?
Yep. By 2040,
the population.
Right, yeah, but yep. they coming in here so fast, they knocked that number down to 2030.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and just look at it though. Now all of a sudden, what we're seeing. So that is number can be there. It's gonna get there. And we talk about the crime. This is something this is this California sheriff. You know, we talk about this crime and stuff. This is a little video. What is this? It's about 5 minutes. But this is something that's interesting to show. But it's crazy. You would think this country who one time they were so big on protecting America, talking about security in America and all of this type of stuff. And now, like I said, we're seeing just all over, man, where they smashing and grabbing, they just letting people do all types of crime. They don't want to lock people up, just doing stuff. Sometimes you can say petty crime, you know, try to be harsh on them, because, you know, but then, you know, with biting them in the crime bill where they was over sentencing people. But now it's crazy as hell that people out here murdering people, assaulting people, and you don't even want to lock they at. You letting them out of jail. Come on. And then they get right back out to do the same thing all over again to somebody else. That shit crazy. This whole so-called justice reform shit, man. Come on, y'all. Y'all ain't. And they really think playing like they doing black people a favor. Because, like, it was a day on the radio. And I want to play this clip, though. And a guy was, he was so-called white European radio announcer, and he was saying this stuff. He was like, how y'all supposed to be talking about this reform? How are y'all protecting black people when y'all letting these black people out there's doing harm to other black people? How y'all protecting them? How y'all helping them out? He said, because most of the crime that we're seeing in this city and the violence is being perpetuated by majority of black people, and they doing it to other black people. He said, I thought y'all supposed to be doing something to, you know, and I like how he was saying, he damn right. And here it is in this city. They said it's 57 days in the year already. And Memphis have had 55 damn homicides, murders already. Wow. 57 days in the year and 55 goddamn homicides already.
Y'all up there with us.
It's crazy, bruh. It's crazy. But check this out, though. But this is what this sheriff said. And I believe him, man, to the core, because he's right.
Good morning.
Let me see. Here we go. Check this
out. Good morning. Chad Bianco, Riverside County Sheriff. We are here today because California public safety is in crisis. Crime is steadily on the rise, and our public safety policy is one of the worst, if not the worst, in the nation. I want to make this clear, and I want there to be no mistake in what I am saying. This is not by accident. The driving force in our crisis is a radical, progressive agenda fraudulently called criminal justice reform. This is nothing short of a sick and twisted social experiment where law enforcement is the bad guy and criminals are somehow victims of society and not responsible for their actions, their crimes, or accountable to their countless victims. This agenda began with the passage of AB 109, the so-called Public Safety Realignment Act. State government failed to take responsibility for prison overcrowding or their failure to build more prisons, and instead forced county jails to house state inmates while simultaneously releasing thousands of felons early. This has pushed our county jails to a near collapse and caused the early release of countless criminals. Thousands upon thousands of criminals are being released from custody early, crime is increasing, and our governor is closing prisons instead of building new ones. It defies common sense. In 2014, a complete fraud was perpetrated in California. The so-called Safe Streets and Safe Schools Initiative, Prop 47, changed many felonies to misdemeanors, basically legalized drug use, and increased the amount of petty theft to nearly $1,000. In 2016, another lie was perpetrated on voters with the naming and wording of Prop 57, tricking voters into approving the release of thousands of violent criminals onto our streets and neighborhoods. This is why we are here. Everyone knows Prop 47 and 57 are disasters, and yet Governor Newsom adamantly touts it as a success, and lawmakers continue to refuse to fix their mistake and the problems that they have created. When once crimes are no longer crimes, it allows Governor Newsom and Attorney General Bonta to cite completely flawed data points to support their failures. Californians are now suffering the consequences of a failed social agenda. We are now at our breaking point, and Californians have had enough. The lie of Prop 47 has been exposed, and the progressive love affair with criminals at the expense of victims has infuriated law-abiding Californians. While we suffer every day with rampant theft causing our small businesses to close and our large box stores to move out of state, our supermajority of lawmakers sit here in their guarded tower, oblivious to what is going on in their communities, experiencing drastic increases in all crimes, particularly violent crimes. Over the past 5 years, law enforcement has been unable to get our progressive left majority to even consider any new law or modification to an existing law that would increase punishment or send criminals to prison. Reality has gone completely upside down to the point our governor, our lawmakers, and our attorney general refuse to prosecute criminals, to include those criminals committing crimes with guns, and instead have dedicated their efforts to disarm and remove constitutional protections of self-defense from law-abiding Californians. We are in a very important election year, and the political silliness is surfacing all around us. The same supermajority who refused any sort of tough-on-crime laws for the past several years are up for re-election. They are now claiming they are going to address our public safety crisis with new laws cracking down on crime. The problem is every one of their bills are disingenuous and hollow. For instance, one bill claims to address theft by lowering the felony limit back to $400. Upon examination of the bill, you will find that it gives these career criminals three more chances to steal and be convicted before they are sentenced to prison. That is three, a minimum of three, more victims. We cannot turn on the news, read the newspaper, go to the grocery store, or open our businesses without being slapped in the face of reality that criminals have been emboldened by a lenient system that holds no consequence for criminal behavior. Instead of addressing the obvious, tone-deaf Governor Newsom attacks a Target employee for not stopping a criminal from fleeing the store instead of taking an honest look at the failed social experiment that he himself leads that allowed that theft to occur. Time we wake up and hold our politicians accountable for what their bills, laws, and policies have caused. It is time to return to a common sense approach to crime, realizing and admitting that there are evil people who refuse to conform to a civilized society and instead choose to victimize the rest of us by stealing our property, robbing our stores, flooding our streets with drugs, including fentanyl, breaking into our homes, murdering our children, and giving the middle finger to our justice system. Californians deserve better. I am proud to support lawmakers like Bill Assange.
Now, that was it there, y'all. I just had to play that on out. But he's speaking about California. But that's just not California. That's Memphis. There's probably several other cities. The same exact thing that we're seeing. And I got to say this and put emphasis on it. Y'all know what I'm going to go. These damn democratically ran or Democrat ran cities are what we're seeing. This bullshiggity. Like I said, it's a shrewd game that they goddamn playing with people's lives. But they don't goddamn care because, like, why? They're still sitting back in their gated communities of somewhere full of security, armed security. They don't give a damn. They're not feeling this shit. They're not having these things happen to them. But we're seeing this, and I keep on, and I was talking to a brother today. We had a couple of guys today. We was having this conversation about some stuff. I keep telling y'all, black folk, they setting your ass up for failure. You're being set up for failure. I'm telling you. Y'all gonna mark, like my dad used to say a long time ago, mark my word. Mark my word. It's setting your ass up for failure. Because even when we talked about what on one of the last shows, how California decided, I mean not California, Chicago school system decided to take out the school resource officers out of the school next year, starting next year. No security for them next year. But all this bullshiggity happened. This is what you want to do to your children. You want your children to have no security when we're living in a goddamn, what y'all already call it, Chirac. And now this is what you're going to do to your children? Not have them being secured when every other place, churches and stuff right now, churches are arming, beefing up their damn security because of a lot of stuff. I know here in Memphis, y'all can't speak about nobody else. Because just on this last Sunday, for a matter of fact, a 70-year-old pastor here in this city. I gotta say, he was black. Here, not too far from me, maybe like less than, you know, 7-10 minutes away from where I live in. I used to stay in that neighborhood. The folks was at church, black church, at church. A 70-year-old pastor. Somebody was out there trying to steal one of the, you know, parishioners' car. 70-year-old man, pastor, go out there. Try to say something to them. They shot the man in the mouth. Shot the pastor in the mouth. I don't know, you know, he didn't die, y'all, but shot the man in the mouth. The pastor can't even have fucking church. Excuse my language. But they can't even go to church. Not too long ago before that, it was a sister at a church and a guy, he went on a shooting spree here in the city, but he was at a church trying to steal somebody's car, and he went, had a gun. He actually robbed the damn security guard, robbed the security guard, took his wallet. I don't think he had no gun. He must have not had a gun. And then, but then he taking his sister's car, jacked her car, and took her car, and drove from that church and drove to another church and shot up in the church. And then he just went out robbing people, and he shot and killed some guy at a store. And just went on a damn major shooting spree in this city.
Yeah, that's
wild, it's crazy, man.
And I heard about that first story too. Like I saw the news on that one with about the pastor. He came out. Somebody was trying to steal a car or something was going
yeah.
on, and he came out said something, and they turned
yep.
around and shot him. And
yep.
so,
and
you know, like
that's crazy,
so messed up. Why wouldn't you just run off? I mean, you trying to do something with you. Just run on off. Why
they ain't
you
doing that no more, bro. They ain't doing that no more. Bro, when they coming out here stealing now, bro, they armed to the teeth. These young guys around here now, bro, they carrying AR-15s like a mother sucker. That's like 9mm don't mean shit no more. That don't mean a damn thing. They got AR-15 to the T right in there. And then when you come out that house, you better not come out. I'm just seriously, bro. Your ass better sneak. Well, you can't in Tennessee, Memphis. You can't come out your house and shoot them anyway because your ass going to jail. They just had an incident. A guy just shot and killed. Well, he ain't shooting killer, but he just shot two teenagers that stole his car. He's in jail. So, I mean, it's crazy, man. It's what they got going on, bro. But people are fed up. And then you got people who's being terrified, living in terror of what's going on because these little damn terrorists, these domestic terrorists, I'm calling them domestic terrorists because they're terrorizing neighborhoods and communities, man. Got people on edge and scared as hell. So they're, bam, I call them, that's why I'm calling them domestic terrorists are running around here, man.
Well,
you know,
it still seems to be a small percentage of people who end up, you know, in that kind of an environment or end up getting shot or killed in any of our communities. Is you know, okay, Philly is real big. And we might have 500 or whatever murders, but that's a small dent in our whole population. And so, okay, that's like, okay, 1% of all of our people doing the dumb stuff. And so that really, you know, okay, so let's just put it to you this way. Remember we were talking about the people, the white people who are in decline and who are dying, you know, dying off, right? So 1,200 people per month. Let me see, is that right? I think that is right. About 1,200 people a month are dying on fentanyl and things like that. So, no, I'm sorry, that's wrong. That will be at the end of the year. Each year is averaging up to about 1,200 people per year dying on fentanyl. And so if you got 400 or 500 people dying from getting shot, and then you got 1,200 people on average dying of drugs, and most of the people are white that are dying. I mean, you know, you got Spanish and then you got black, but the majority of them are whites and have been for the past 10 years or even more. So that's where we see the numbers shift. So you can look at that number, that crime number, it doesn't seem as big. So, I think what I want to elaborate on is that when we look at the things that are going on in our communities, and then, you know, what I'm seeing here in my city, you see a lot of people who have these what I call MRSAs, which are man purses, or you could just damn near just say those are holsters, because the majority of people that I see packing with those MRSAs on, those male purses that they have so closely to their front of their, you know, the side of where they could just reach in and pull out the gun, which is where they're known to put them, known to keep them at. And nobody is making an issue of these men out here walking the streets with MRSAs on, and no one's getting the attention that those are really holsters. Like, the cops are just stupid. Like, they don't realize people are walking these streets, even people driving Ubers and the DoorDashers. They are coming in to get the food, and they got the MRSAs on. They might have on a whole mask and the whole thing, but they doing DoorDash.
Yeah, what okay. Let me ask you this again. What's the, you know, I already know what I'm going to go with. What's your political demographic of your city, Philadelphia?
It's basically totally Democrat.
There you go. That's your answer right there. That's your answer right there. That's what we talking about. And Democrat ran cities don't give a damn. They want this. They're allowing this to happen. The mayor in this city, and I got to play another clip right fast for a second, in a minute. The mayor in this city, he just got elected this year, claimed he had a sit down with some top gang leaders here in this city. And he said he asked them, he asked them, could they have a ceasefire? Like he's in Israel somewhere, Palestinian. But he asked him, could he have a ceasefire for 7 days, but no killing for 7 days? Now, and I'm going to tell you, this is a trip, though. I listened to some of the top radio station here. The white folks like, it's like there was a terrorist thing. Like they were saying, that's like a terrorist negotiation. Terrorists telling you what they want you to do. Instead of you like, hey, man, look, y'all going to either stop this shit or we're going to come down on y'all ass. We know who you are. We're going to come down. We're going to shut down all your shit. You asked them, could y'all please do a ceasefire, please, for 7 days? You begging them. You, the mayor of this city, you have the police, a whole police department at your helm at any time. And you asking the goddamn criminals, could they please, could y'all please stop? Now you're like, if y'all don't shut this shit down and stop all this killing and having these innocent people, children getting shot and killed, I tell y'all what, we're going to come down on your ass and we're going to make sure y'all ass, then y'all going to stop. Like he said, like when the guy was on the radio, he said, he would start with them goddamn leaders first. Then you would stop. But you asking the terror, these terrorists to stop. And they are, they're terrorizing. But it's the latest, they ain't going to give out too much. But it's the lady stay right up to me. She's scared as hell right now. Terrified to even stay in her own house. And I don't blame her. You know why? Because they killed her grandson. Right after they killed her grandson, they went and did a drive-by probably maybe a couple of months right after that, though. But they did a drive-by shooting at her son. Her son and his wife was outside. And they killed her daughter-in-law. And then right after that, 3 weeks later, right after they just buried her daughter-in-law, they shot up her house. The lady was outside, and they shot her goddamn house up. Yeah, and I'm going to give y'all something. And they shot her house up. And just so happened, I was at home. I heard one shot, I'm like, what the hell going on? So I look out the window. And as I look out the window, I see a guy standing there with like an AR or something, an automatic. The gun jammed. That's why I heard the one shot and the gun jam. And then he unjammed and he just, dum, 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 man, dumped on the house. I'm like, damn, that man shooting up the full goddamn house. But anyway, so later on when the police came and shit, I didn't know if they was at home, but I came, went outside. I was like, damn, I was talking to her. She like, and the police, I said, yeah, I saw him when he was shooting at your house. She like, yeah, I was outside. She said, I was standing there. She said, I saw him when he got out the car. And I saw him with the gun. She said, I tried to hurry up and get in the house. And he shot one time and the gun jammed. She said, that's how she was able to run in the house and tell everybody to get out. Because the gun jammed. So anyway, hell, I got subpoenaed the other day. I got to go to court on the shit. And I'll say this. And this guy had been going around shooting at a lot of folks. My neighbor, one of my other neighbors, we found out he shot at him. One night, my wife's nephew was sitting out in front of our house. He just came home at 12 o'clock one night. He was just sitting out in the car. You know, he was smoking a cigarette. The car passed by once, passed by again, and then somebody jumped out again the next time and, man, dumped on his car. He had to speed off, and he went in a high-speed chase from him. Man, crashed his car out. He was like, my wife thought he had probably been out there beefing with somebody. He's like, my auntie, I don't even know who they, I ain't beefing with nobody. So we found out maybe they thought it was the guy next door was sitting in the car, you know, they gangbanging. But anyway, man, we found out it was one of them same guys. So as I say this, if I got to go to court, I got to beef up my fucking security like, goddamn it, Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Because if I got to go to court, now the thing about it, I didn't see the guy's face. I didn't see his face. I just saw somebody shoot. But y'all know how these motherfuckers are when you go to court and you got to say something. Now, I ain't going to trial. I just going preliminary hearing. All I can say, I saw a person shoot, but I didn't see his face. So I can't identify him. I ain't lying. I told the police. They showed me a picture. I said, no, I don't know. I didn't see him. I don't know who the hell is here. It could have been, goddamn it, Obama. All I know, I just know somebody was shooting at them folks out. But again, I better beef up my damn security because I don't know what these fools going to do around here with all this gangbanging bullshit they doing. So I can't take no chances. I'm not going to take no chances. My wife even like, damn, man. She's like, you know, kind of somewhat scared. Like, man, I don't like getting in nobody or shit. I said, well, I don't really like. I said, but you think about it. If somebody had to do something to you, when you want somebody else to say something, I said, most high willing it don't. But if somebody had to do something to you, shout at you, would you want somebody to fucking say something or just be the fuck quiet? But the thing about it, this dude got hellified charges. That's why we know this bullshit around here. They don't care. This dude got hell of a charges. Not just, I mean, just on them alone, but he got other charges on a lot of other people. This bastard running around on the street already. Find out, somebody don't, since he been out, after he shot at this lady, they said somebody know him around. He said, somebody don't shot his ass in the face. And he's still running around here acting a fucking fool. Bro, these people don't care, bro. They don't give a damn. But then one of us, that same little bastard that's around here shooting at every fucking body, then you run around him and you find that he come try to shoot at you and you shoot that mother sucker and you do kill him or something, your black ass gonna go to jail. They gotta take you to jail for killing that little thuggish bastard when they should have kept his ass in jail the fucking whole time. And that's the problem. Somebody like me will do something to that bastard. I fuck around and go to jail for life or whatever, and they should have had his funk ass in jail where he won't be able to keep threatening and harming people. That's the problem with this shit, man. These people don't give a fuck because, like that sheriff said, they have an agenda, man. And innocent people are getting caught up in their funk ass game they playing. That shrewd ass game that they playing. This shit ain't cool. This shit ain't cool at all. But let me play this one last clip. It ain't about a minute and 52 seconds. Now, this is some real bullshiggity here. Like I keep telling you, and I keep saying, I played this on one of the YouTube clips. But I want to play it here for the Coach of Freedom family. Y'all keep thinking these punk-ass Democrats, and I keep saying, and I got to say it, man. These motherfuckers are a problem. I don't know no nice Democrats no more. Fuck it, all of them a problem. They are a plague and a goddamn cancer to this fucking country. And check this one out.
These are the times that I am discouraged about my job as a representative and also just what happens here at the Capitol. We sat in a committee all day discussing whether or not somebody that buys little children, these are 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old kids, they buy them for sex, that we tried to get a bill through, Representative Bradley sent one through, that was going to put these buyers in jail. Right now, most of the time, they get off on probation. Almost all the time, they get off on probation after buying a child and raping a little child. And we tried to say, well, they need to at least serve a minimum of 4 years. And then we sat and listened to the Democrats fight against this bill, fight against putting these people in jail, and came up with all kinds of reasons, including that these buyers are victims themselves. This is very discouraging, and it's also very disgusting for me that they would actually defend this. And then they voted completely along party lines. The Democrats voted 100% that they did not want to put these pedophiles in jail. They defended the pedophiles. This is why it's so difficult sometimes to do what we do around here. We know we're on the side of right. We know we're on the side of morality. And we get shot down by, I do not understand the thought process behind this, but we do get shot down. This is why I would encourage you to do.
Buying children from age 1 to 5 years old for sex and raping them. And you vote not to put these people in jail. You give them probation so they can go out here and continue to keep raping these children, and 100% vote from the Democrats We don't want to do them. And we know that it can't be a lie. That's in Colorado. And we know it ain't a goddamn lie because, again, we're seeing what's happening in all these other Democratic states. Now, I can believe that because what we fucking am seeing in here in the city of Memphis, the same, now, I don't know about the, you know, the sex thing, but what we're seeing with all this other stuff, murderers getting out, cold-blooded killing people getting out of prison. I mean, getting out of jail, not prison, but getting out. So, oh, man, I don't know, man. It's, I say, yeah, it's the fall of America. It's the fall of something, man. But, God, these sick, diabolic, and I'm going to tell y'all, man, anybody out there, and I'm going to say it. Y'all get mad at me, cuss me out. I don't give a damn. You keep voting for them funk-ass folks, man, and y'all see what they doing, and you make excuses for them funk-ass Democrats and shit, and you see what they doing. You see what they doing to our society. You see what they doing to America. And you go in there and vote for them motherfuckers, you get every fucking thing you deserve. Whatever happened, you get it. You get every fucking thing you deserve.
You know, I've heard because
you allowed them to do this shit to 5-year-old children, 1 to 5-year-old children, rape these children, and they don't want to lock these bastards up. And now, you know the reason they wrote, you know the reason they don't want to have that law where they lock people up? Because the motherfuckers who voted against it will be the very ones when they have a raid, they punk ass will get caught up in the raid for the buying their children. That's why, one thing. And half of their partners, that they don't want them to get locked up.
Yeah, they probably in child porn and all that.
But y'all keep voting for them funk ass folks. Keep voting for them. They're sick. And anybody who pushed that fucking lever, I you know, we ain't going to see it. Dave ain't going to see it. About half a male, we ain't going to see y'all pulling that lever. But when you go in there and pull that motherfucking lever, you best to believe you a sick motherfucker. Excuse my language, y'all, but I got to get flat-footed. You a sick motherfucker just like them. Even though you maybe not be sleeping with children, but you a sick motherfucker like them because you will allow them sick bastards to get in there and push their fucking agenda. But y'all knowing they doing this shit, y'all see it, and y'all make excuses for these bitches. Sick motherfucking world, man. And y'all been told this shit was going to happen. That's the bad part about it. After Mel was saying last week, y'all was told this shit was going to happen. Now, it's just like today, Brother Alphabet, and I'm going to let somebody else get in here. Guys on the work, we was talking about, because they were talking about Donald Trump and one of the guys threw out, how can they lock Donald Trump up and by him, you know, but how can they ever lock a president up? Because we've been talking about the Secret Service and all this stuff. No, we talked about that on this show. So they, how can you do that? What, you going to lock the Secret Service up with him? Because he got to have protection. So they just got to going in, you know, Brother was talking about a lot of different stuff and about the whole part about, you know, Trump and some other stuff. And then it got to the point, somebody like, well, and then you always, and here's the trip part that would really be tripping me out. Then you start bringing out all this shit to them. I talked about this clip. I talked about them raping the children. I brought out a lot of other stuff. And then every goddamn time you start bringing out what these funk-ass Democrats doing, you know what they go on there and say? Well, really, you know, it don't matter who you vote for because they already know who they want in office anyway. So it don't really matter. And they also, well, you know, ain't neither one of them going to do nothing for you anyway. But I'm like, well, why the fuck you keep voting for them then? Don't, it's always do that. It always, they always do that. If neither one of us, if y'all know neither one of them going to do nothing, and they already got them picked out who they going to vote for, why you keep running your funk ass to the election polls, voting for the Democrats then? They always do that because when you bring out the facts, then they want to like, well, it don't matter. They ain't going to do it. Well, quit voting for them bosses then. Don't vote. That's just, they get to start, I ain't going to say, I don't even know if they still want to feel guilty. But I don't know what, they always do that. And that's what was done today. And out and bro like, well, because one at first he was like, one of the brothers was like, well, if y'all man people, if you don't vote, you don't have no, you shouldn't say, you know, if you don't vote, you don't have no voice. You can't say nothing at all. You know what? He started talking about, I know some people got failing. I said, whoa. I said, hello, bro. I said, just because you don't vote don't mean you don't have a fucking voice. You have a voice. I said some people, because I said some people like Alpha Male say he don't vote, but he hold his goddamn senators and congressmen responsible. He write letters to them. He might do this, he that, but he still hold them responsible. I said, hell, y'all going out here voting, and y'all don't hold the goddamn people responsible. So you can't tell nobody just because they don't vote, they can't say nothing. Hell, if I'm paying my goddamn taxes, goddamn it, I got a goddamn voice about what my money going through and the policies they making against me, whether I vote or not. Whether I vote or not, whatever they put into law or policies they make, it's still going to affect me or not. So y'all crazy as hell talking about because you don't vote, you don't have a voice. You can't say nothing. The fuck if I can't? Because y'all out here voting ain't saying shit. That's the goddamn problem. You ones that vote don't say shit. You just pull the fucking lever and then go on about your business and wait till the next election. But you don't hold these people responsible for the shit they doing. Y'all crazy as hell, man.
Hey, and you know what, Aria?
Yes, sir.
Maury, Aria, and there's something, I'm glad you brought that up about that. Because even when we're looking at today, like in my shop, my barbershop, I in my barbershop today, while I was at work, you know, I look at, if I don't look at Univision, like, you know, I keep up what's going on with the Latino community. I look at the ID channel.
You have Mexican. Go ahead.
Anyway, so I also look at the ID channel. And they're doing a special about child stars. And what you're talking about, the pedophilia that went on behind the scenes. And I start to look at, you know, what are you saying?
Nah, you sneeze. I said, bless you.
What
are you saying? Nah, you sneeze. I was just saying, bless you, because I heard you sneezing.
No. Okay, so. I was in the barbershop, and I was looking at the ID channel, you know, which is pretty much the crime discovery channel. And they had a commercial for a program that's supposed to be airing soon about the pretty much what went on behind the scenes with, like, the Disney channel. You know, like, well, because, you know, a lot of these, it's coming out in the last couple of years about the Disney Channel actors and a lot of the Nickelodeon actresses and actors, how a lot of them was molested by the directors and shit. A lot of people, you know, and like you were saying, Aria, a lot of people won't speak enough against a lot of these people in power because of the fact of the pull that they had. You know, when we're looking at, like, okay, directors, casting directors, production shows of the put together, like, the production teams of some of these, especially these Disney shows and Nickelodeon shows, a lot of these people behind the scenes were running illegal prostitution things behind the scenes. Like, when we're looking at, like for instance, Nickelodeon, not just that, like the Nickelodeon, the Disney Channel, a lot of these stars were bidded off by their parents. So when we're looking at holding a lot of these people accountable, if we hold the directors, the governors, all these people accountable, we have to hold the parents accountable. So when we're looking at child stars in Hollywood, and we're looking at the shit that they went through, especially with some of these pedos in Hollywood and other entertainment industry, we got to look at it. They don't want, they can't accept they cannot accept accountability for their own because of how the past was. That has always been an issue, just like with what happened recently with the little girl doing waxes on adult women. You know, like Alpha Male said, the people who was getting the waxing, if you don't lock the mom up, people who was getting the waxing. But at the end of the day, they can't. Because you have to look at who sold them to them. So that's one of the biggest issues that we have, especially when we're looking at, you know, some of these officials and these leaders and shit that's pushing this shit. The parents is the same. And all this, just like I was saying earlier when I was telling you about the school system and the LGBT and the drag queens reading to the kids and shit. Unless the parents step up and say, look, this shit ain't right. This shit got to fucking stop. This shit ain't going to fucking stop. Ain't going to stop. Parents is allowing this shit to happen. And so they can't charge the people in power unless the parents, you know, get charged too. So, yeah. So when we're looking at child stars like Gary Coleman, we look at Willis from Different Strokes with him, Todd Bridges. All of these actors that were childhood stars, they all said that the directors and all these people were at fault, but also the parents was, when you looked at the directors and all these people that was doing this shit, they can't charge the directors because the parents would have to go down. So yeah, that's one of the biggest issues that is that's real big, is the parents are getting this money and they're getting this kickback, and so they can't charge the people who's responsible for doing this shit. So yeah, so I'm glad that you brought that up about the Democrats and, you know, people going against the Democrats for the pedophilia that they're pushing, you know. But like you were saying, even with Alpha Male was saying, even if you don't vote, you got to have a voice. And the voice starts with the people who have the children that are in these school systems. Like me, I don't have children. But our school systems is fucking wrong for doing this shit. I as one voice can't stand by myself. I have to have some parents that have children to stand up there for the Congress to stop this shit. You know, or at school board meetings.
Well, you know.
So yeah, this. So that's something that, like Alpha Male was saying, you know, we have to have people who are active, who have children that are in these school systems to stand up and tell their story, to step up against the big people up there. And the parents, because if the parents don't say nothing about this shit, then hell, we can't blame the teachers. We can't blame the leaders. The people are allowing this shit to happen. And then like the lady who got locked up for letting her daughter wax grown women, like that, more of that shit got to happen. The parents got to be held accountable before we take the damn predator in cuffs. Before we take some of these predators in cuffs, we got to take the parents in cuffs, too. We got to get ass to ass. why was these motherfuckers teaching this shit to the kids? Why did you just sit there and allow this shit to happen? See? So,
well, you know what I
think? Peace.
I think, oh, go ahead, Alpha Male, peace.
There is an organization that's fighting a fight, and I mean fighting it well. One of them is called Mass Resistance. Now, they have organized in, so far, all the states and a couple countries that are trying to push this homophile agenda. And they're doing damn good, but you're not going to hear about them. If you just put in your search engine, Mass Resistance, they call themselves pro-family activists, and they're doing a good job. So we don't even have to reinvent the wheel. Matter of fact, you can contact them, and they can help you set up a chapter of your own. Or if you're not energized in that way, you can support them in other ways, make donations, little things like that. So they're we don't even have to reinvent the wheel. The wheel's turning. You just don't hear about it. And they go before these boards, these state boards and all that, and they fight in school boards and library boards and boards of education, and they win it. They're doing a damn good job. And then you got Irritated Genie. He speaks before Congress about these issues. Search him out, support him. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everybody has the wherewithal to be a foot soldier. But a war is not won with just foot soldiers. You need a support staff. You need a support mechanism. Somebody got to keep the trucks fueled up, keep the motors running, keep the oil changed, keep the tires in shape. So it's a collective thing. Everybody don't have to be leaders, and we don't have to reinvent what's already been done. We just gotta want to know about it and do something about it when we know something about it.
That's right.
So,
yes, sir. Good one, brother Alvin Mayer. I'm glad you said it, and that's what our brothers were talking this morning when they were saying, saying what they were saying. I was like, brother, man, what y'all saying is like almost you hopeless. I said, bro, we got to keep up the good fight. Like Reverend Vernon Jones said, we got to keep up the good fight. Or when you see a good fight, get in it. And that's what Esker's like, man, they probably would have been these elites or whatever, they would have probably been been farther along in their process and their agenda if it wasn't for the resistance. But like I said, as we keep resisting and standing up, they got to keep on trying for this, trying for that. They're like, damn, they got to keep fighting, but we got to get, the stronger they get, the stronger we got to get. But yes, sir, that's right out from there. We got to, bro. We got to keep it going.
Here's my problem. Now, everybody heard me say that. I gave them two resources. My question is, did anybody write it down? Is anybody really serious about the disgust, the degeneracy of what they're talking about? Are they actually going to do something about it? To me, this is the easiest way.
Mm-hmm.
And experience has told me, and I ain't going to lie, that it sounds good when we talking, but nothing ever gets done when the clock runs out.
Yes, sir. I can't start a chapter, I know that, but I know I can be a damn support group on the end.
Well, just knowing.
I mean, not on the end.
I mean, just knowing what they're doing is major, because then you can see what's coming your way.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So just, if you don't want to support them financially, but just check them out. Check out their webpage. See what's coming to a neighborhood near you very soon. And, you know what I mean, it gives you something to fight with when it comes to you, because it's going to come to you. You can't avoid it, you know.
What's their name again, bro?
It's Mass Resistance.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that down.
I'm going to look them up on the, my friend. I'm going to hurt. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, and like I said last time, you know, I'm so people waiting till they're in the guillotine to start to complain. You know, let's be a little proactive. You know, you ever seen a comedy skit and there's 30 people in the line and they say who's the leader and 29 of them step back and leave one dude out there?
Yeah.
That's how we are.
Yes,
you know, we talk a good game. Yeah, we gonna fuck Massa up. Massa going down today. And just like with Nat Turner. It was a Negro that fucked it all up. And was probably the loudest one. Yeah, let's go do this. Let's go do this. And then gonna sneak back. Well, Massa, guess what? And that's our problem right there. We don't know who our enemy is.
Yes.
You know, I know who our enemy is. And then I'm going to say this last thing, and then I'm going to free things up. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we talk about all this crime and violence and death. But, you know, we forget that, and I'm not trying to minimize what it is, but we tend to forget the numbers we're talking about pale in comparison to the amount of aborted babies that are murdered every goddamn day. It's funny. We seem to only care about them when they're like some benefit to us. You know what I mean? Oh, well, they had their whole life, or they were only 15. But, I mean, what worse to me is, you know, you're sucked out of the womb and murdered before you get an opportunity to even breathe.
Uh-huh.
So let's add those numbers in with the numbers we're talking about: black folk killing black folk, black women getting abortions.
Yep.
And that's a very narrow view, because it's not just blacks, but it seems to be that blacks are killing more blacks than any other race. So I have to include black women that are out here getting murdering these fucking babies before they even take their first breath.
That's it.
And New York alone, they're clocking like 7,000, 8,000, 9,000, 10,000, 15,000 fucking abortions a year. That's just
damn.
New York. Yeah. So add that 15,000 in on top of that, maybe 500 in your city, and then you get a better perspective of what's actually going on and how we're a little bit schizophrenic about our selective prosecution. Because I'm going to tell you something, a nigga running through my hood shooting up motherfuckers, I don't have no more or less love for a woman that murders a baby. I see her the same way. I don't give a fuck about that bitch, and I wish it was her. That's the way I feel about it. If you can't take your responsibility to raise a child, then kill yourself and let somebody else raise the child.
Right.
That's all I
got to say. Yes, sir. Yeah, I think I remember seeing this page before, brother. I mean, it's been a long. I was doing some before, and I ran across this page. It's been a long time. Remember that, but yeah, bro. Like, and no, that don't, like I said, that don't be talked about either. Especially when, you know, they got this abortion ban. I mean, you know, the crazy asses with this abortion stuff. But you know, a while back they was even mentioned, because Al Sharpton, remember, they used to have the billboards up at one time talking about all the millions of abortions and all of that. But you don't hear about that no more. But you know, That's celebrated, yeah. Damn near.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Now, I was just going to add on something to the abortion thing that you brought up. In the state of Virginia, they actually banned abortions around here. So, but they, for some reason, and I pass by this shit every fucking day, they still got Planned Parenthood around here. Like, it's still up, even though they banned abortions. You can't get abortions in the state of Virginia. But they still got Planned Parenthoods up. So, I don't know if they still doing it underground, and maybe they just got the building up just to act like it, but they don't seem to close them places down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they, like, even though they say they banned them in the state of Virginia, they ain't closed none of their buildings down. So, yeah, I still question that shit, because I still see people in the parking lot. And I'm like, well, if they banned this shit in Virginia, why is it still here? Why is still doctors going inside this building?
I can tell you why.
Well, yeah, there you go, Alpha Male.
It's a cold game now. I'm a simplify it. Now, here in Delaware, right, there was a, like, the liquor stores, like, would close early on Sundays or not able to sell liquor at all. All you had to do was go across state line. So when they outlaw abortions, say in a particular county, that's for the residents of that county. Somebody from a different county can cross the line and get it done because they're not a resident of that county.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not banning them. They're transferring them.
Yep. And then, Dave, at the same time, Planned Parenthood claimed to be doing more than just abortions. So that's why they hadn't closed it all down. So they claim to be doing, you know, other, you know, I can't put the words to it, but they claim to be doing more than abortions, you know, so, yeah. So they can be saying
what do you mean by doing more than abortions? What kind of damn Save a Baby clinic? Like,
yeah, they probably like they pretend they bring, you know, health clinics or I can't put the words together right now with it. But they claim to be doing just, they say they do more than just abortions, you know.
Yeah.
They do like saving the baby type thing. Like maybe they have like classes on being a better mom.
I can't explain it now. It's been a while. Alpha Male, he probably know what I'm talking about. I know he know.
What they're trying to say is they're there for women's health, right?
There you go.
Which is bullshit. Because it's been proven that 75% of the women that end up with a lump in their breasts, it's because of mammograms. Cause they put your titty in a vise and squeeze that motherfucker.
Damn.
And it's real possible that if they break a vessel or they cause a clot, and they can easily say later, "Oh, you had breast cancer. You ain't got breast cancer. You got what you get from putting your titty in a vise." But everybody ignores that. They still run out and put their titty in a vise.
Damn.
You know, because they got a great marketing team. And here's the catcher. No matter what your social status, women's health services are free. You don't need no Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. So mammograms, pap smears and all that shit, even like I said, if you're poor with no income, that shit is free to you. It's like people with diabetes. Diabetes medication is guaranteed to be delivered to your ass regardless of your status. You're going to get it one way or another.
Yeah. And you know what? But you know what, Alpha Male, about that, the free mammograms and all that stuff? Now, down here in Virginia, they used to have, like, buses, right, where they would do mammograms and like doing like the health fairs. I know because my aunt was a nurse for over 50 years. And she used to do a lot of the stuff at like the health, like the free health days, the events that they used to have down here. And something that I'm going to tell you that she kind of told, that she told me that I never really got. She said, well, a lot of those people that, that say they are there to do stuff like the Red Cross and like we were saying, the free mammograms and shit. She said, you got to really be careful with that because a lot of them people ain't there for that. They there to like get blood and sell it to rich people. She said, some of them just, you know, they just need stuff to like fluids, especially for the black community, to keep other people alive. And as a kid, when she was saying that, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, aunt? But now that I get older, and I live in the hood now. I used to live in the country, you know, but now I live in the hood. I see these same buses with the free mammograms, free testing, blood drives. They just stay in the hood. I don't see them. And so when my aunt was telling me this as a kid, her being a former nurse herself, I was like, so you tell my aunt. But now I see, I live in the hood, and I see these buses. You talking about the free mammograms and the free testing for women and all that. We got to watch out for that shit.
Well, like, hey, I wouldn't recommend nobody do shit from a bus. You can go to an established doctor. You can go to an established doctor and get that shit done.
Yeah, but you know, in the hoods, they had these buses. Like, and I'm like, what the fuck? And they used to, I remember my aunt used to tell me about these health fairs and all that, how the buses and all that do all this. But she would always say, you can't trust these buses and shit.
I know.
But I see them pop up. I see them pop up just in the hood. They don't pop up in the good white neighborhoods, just in the hood.
What you mean? And, what you mean by good white neighborhoods?
I'm talking, you know, the good neighborhoods. I ain't talking about good white. I'm talking
white
about
community. The white communities.
You don't see these experiments like this, the plasma centers. You don't see them in good white neighborhoods, but you'll see them in the middle of the hood. You'll see like 4 or 5 of them in the black neighborhood. You'll see them in the white neighborhoods, though. So that's what I mean by that. A lot of these things, like these health fairs and all these, even with Planned Parenthood, I don't see them in the white neighborhoods. The good white neighborhoods that they say, the ones where it's rich, wealthy white people, I don't see them in their neighborhoods.
Go ahead and say it, Ray. You see them in democratically controlled cities.
Yeah. Yep.
Even here in Philly, like, I remember when the AIDS thing was, right, and then they had these big mobile places to go and get an AIDS test, an HIV test, and it was a big mobile thing, that, you know, said health, you know, whatever it was, health mobile thing, and they would invite people in to get a check, you know, to check you know that. So then when the coronavirus came out, then after that, I noticed these mobile things, they come and check to see if you got coronavirus. So you step up in there and they give you a coronavirus test. And then so, you know, I would, like you say, I wouldn't trust them. So I never did check anything inside no mobile or, you know, would get a corona test. I definitely wasn't going to get an AIDS test out of no mobile van or nothing else or nowhere else, more likely, because I don't get down like that. So at any rate, you know, I just wanted to add on to that with that. I've seen that here in Philly too.
Damn. I've been seeing it's a Planned Parenthood here in Memphis. It's called, on the street called Poplar. Man, for years it's been this. I don't know if they're a couple, but this is they the only two. This is a European guy and a lady. They be out there faithfully. I've been through that several different on different occasions. They've been out there protesting for years in front of their parent Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, I know exactly.
It just only be two of them. Huh?
Yeah.
They got exactly same guy here too.
Damn.
Yeah. I seen that. That's what I was just saying. In Jersey, I seen that happen too. Where I used to live, it was a Planned Parenthood. I had a girlfriend at the time, and she would go to the Planned Parenthood because she was like still a teen. We were teens still. So she would go to the Planned Parenthood to get like contraceptives, like woman contraceptives and whatnot. And she told me that that's where you go, you know, to learn about being a parent, a young parent. If you end up becoming pregnant and you're going to go through with your pregnancy, then they'll teach you how to be a young mother or teach you or tell you, like, what you need to do to check to make sure you're going to have a healthy pregnancy and carry out a healthy baby when it's born. And they teach you that. But it's also an alternative place to if you're not ready to be a mother, then you can also have that baby, you know, or that, you know, whatever happens, you know, terminated, right? And so, you know, it's not a place where they definitely, all they do is just abort babies. That's not all they do. They do call it Planned Parenthood for more than a reason of eliminating children. They actually do a job of teaching young mothers, black and white, how to be a young mother, a young parent to a newborn child. So, you know, there's things like even if you had a pamphlet that comes from Planned Parenthood or you went to their website and they would tell you what they're about, say what we're about, you know, is, you know, we, you know, they probably do some of the similar things that I'm saying. And they may even say, like, just like I said, that their option, they have an option if you don't, you know, like if you, you know, you can't, you don't want to be a mother. Something like, you know, okay, this, you know, it's like an abortion clinic too. So when I had the young girlfriend, you know, she would get some female condoms and whatever they had because that's where, you know, they were offering them that. Now, I remember this one thing about this Planned Parenthood place that always left a scar on my mind at the same time that it left a scar on young women's bodies on their arms. It was this thing where they gave them this, I don't know why, I even forgot the reason, but they gave them this shot that had this circle thing that was a circle shot, like it's like at least the size of a dime. And then it left the same size scar on everybody's arm that they gave that shot to that came from the Planned Parenthood place. And I think it was to be where they, I can't remember if it was to not be able to get pregnant. It was something like that, you know. But I do remember it, and I still see women that are older today. Like, I don't see the younger people, and I'm sure they're probably not doing that same type of shot anymore that leaves a scar like that. But there was quite a few, I'm sure, of years that they were giving women these shots that left this circle. And I don't know what was in that shot, or I forgot what they why they said they gave them that shot. But even today, you might be able to find women that have that little circle on their arm, on their right arm, right, you know, just you'll see as plain as anything. It's just a scar. And it didn't go away. You know, it did some damage at the same time, whatever it was for. You know, it left that nasty scar in my brain because I'm like, wow, that's messed up. Whatever, why would you take something that's going to leave a scar on you like that for life? You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, go check ahead. This out. Now, you say you had a scar on your brain, but I've never seen a woman have a normal life. after an abortion. Never, ever. They can talk all the shit they want. That shit haunts them for the rest of their fucking lives. And they never have a normal life after it.
Well, I don't know nobody or any probably nobody that I can think of, you know, that have a story behind anything. So I just have to go by, you know, with, you know, your thoughts and what you're saying.
Hey,
yeah,
hey. I was gonna say the Church of Scientology, they was into the abortion thing too. They was into it. The Sea Org, they had some they was into all of that at one time. The forced abortions on the Sea Org and Farrakhan, I know, you know, I'm gonna talk shit about the minister. He couldn't back that shit up for nothing. He tried to back what Scientology was doing, but yeah, Scientology was known for doing that also. They was known for doing abortions on the Sea Org. That's all I gotta say. I'm gonna say one more thing. They, when you were talking about that alpha male with the women, that mental health not being right, they say L. Ron Hubbard and David Miscavige would use their quackery on people, on women after they would give them an abortion and pretend like this could help them to get rid of the memories of having it. They would hook them up to a thing called the E-meter. Yeah. And Dianetics to make some of the women forget about the trauma of having an abortion from them on the Sea Org. Yeah, so I just want to put that there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, because they can pretend, but they're all still crying inside. That's why they're so emotionally unstable. And I ain't pulling my coattail, but I've been with a lot of them, and I know this shit.
Yes, sir. Damn.
I don't have no reason why not to believe. You know, I can imagine that. You know,
nope.
If they had
nope.
Some kind of conscience, that it would probably, you know, always be in their mind that, you know what, I could right now have a son or a daughter, but because I decided that I didn't want a child, that I don't have that child. So that's two children that I did that to that I could have right now. But, you know, just because I don't want to be tied down with children and I don't have a man, I don't have, you know, that man that I want, or it's just, you know, so if everything was right, then I have the child. So since it ain't, then okay, I'm going to abort this third child too, because these men just come in hitting and quitting, and they're not sticking around, and then I get pregnant, and then the man ain't here, and they expect me to raise this child for 18 years. So I just don't have the funds for that one and the patience, and then I don't want to lose my freedom. I'm going to think about myself. I don't want to lose my freedom and be able to still had a chance to meet a man that's going to love me and want to have, you know, a family with me, you know, without children maybe. Now I don't have any. I done made these abortions. I could have had three children by now, but right now I'm in a position where if I meet a man, then we can still have children together and that we can have a family without me already having children before I met him. And if I had the children before I met him, he might not want to marry me. So now that I don't, and now I met the man of my life, and now we pregnant, now I'm going to keep this one because this man married me, and we bought a house, and our child going to be starting the first grade. And so things, you know, like I wish I didn't do what I did, but now I'm pregnant again, and I'm going to have a second child with my new husband and whatnot. And, you know, I prayed to God that he forgive me for doing them abortions because, you know, I really wish I didn't. But at the same time, my life is good right now. All right, I'm going to stop. All right, that's it.
Yeah, that's a bit much. But I got two things to say. You know, they could always try not fucking. Fucking is not a requirement. We can live without a lot of things. The only thing we can't live without is food and water. You ain't got to fuck. What the hell's wrong with people? I'm gonna take now.
I didn't want to cut you off. I just wanted to say that women have the same urges that men have. They want to have sex just like we do, and just because they have the urge and they want to get something out or, you know, do something, that they shouldn't be deprived of the opportunity to do that, just like we shouldn't as men be deprived. Like, okay, you can tell men, close your legs. Stop making all these women pregnant and not staying in the house with none of them. You got 12 children.
That's a woman's argument. You know what I'm saying? But here's my problem with that. It takes two people. I don't give a fuck which way you look at it. And every time I pulled my dick out, I knew there was a possibility of having a baby. And never once in my mind I said, well, if it happens, I could just kill it. That's some of the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. I'd have been a baby with a fucking baby.
Like, you had women, at least you know women who had abortions.
You know.
And so you don't have no real say so in that. If you say you were pregnant and she was like, well, I don't want a baby with you, I'm aborting it. And you like, no, you're not. And then she like, the hell what you say, this is my body. You can't control what I do. So, you
and
know,
that,
bye, boy.
That'll happen. And I'll never see her again.
And Justin, what's the main purpose of you having, well, we having sex in the first place?
Right.
What was the main purpose? The original purpose.
To procreate.
There you go.
But let me put something out there too. I'm gonna tell y'all something. Then I know it's gonna sound kind of worldly, but who the fuck uses condoms anymore? Don't nobody use condoms. That's something that, you know, there used to be a time back in the 90s, back when people used to talk about condoms. You know, they just slip a Jimmy on, you know, or, pull the rubber out.
The Jimmy hat.
Nobody used condoms no more. Just and even with that, now I was gonna bring this on. I'm glad you brought that up, Alpha Male, earlier about the Planned Parenthood and some of the, even though they say they don't do abortions, you say they do health, supposedly do health classes and all that for females. Listen at this. At one time back in the day, the Nation of Islam was known for having the MGT class, teaching females how to be responsible women. And the Nation of Islam also used to deal with sex education at one time when it came time for females. They don't do those classes no more. They don't teach none of that shit no more. They don't. You don't hear about that too much no more, about the teaching of safe sex and all that. We don't hear about that no more, especially from organizations like Nation of Islam, ISUPK. I know Tazoriak used to go around and he would teach, you know, men's classes and female seminars about women being women, but they don't really have too many organizations that teach that, you know, especially with sex education. And like I say, you talk to the average person. Now, I remember talking with a guy one time in a convenience store because I was going in there, and then I saw a guy and I saw a lady, and the lady was saying she felt like a stranger because she's the only one that you still buys condoms. And the guy was like, man, I don't know who the fuck besides you buys condoms. Well, everybody go raw. We all go raw.
Oh, yeah. I mean, think you got these whores on YouTube talking about they done had 15, 16 different diseases.
Yeah. Yep.
That's some badge of honor now.
This was her name, Day Sexy Red.
And Glorilla.
I think that's who you talking about, Alpha Man, the girl with the red hair.
Oh, I didn't see her. I just half-ass read the story and just got sick and turned that shit off. But
yep, that's her.
Yeah.
And,
you know,
and then Alpha Male, she just had a baby, Alpha Male.
With Drake, gay ass.
Hold up. That's supposed to be Drake, baby?
Yeah. Drake.
Don't nobody know who baby that is.
That baby. He sure ain't lying, Alpha Male. That's your sorrow, baby.
That's Sexy Red supposed to be Young Thug.
That's your sorrow, baby. There, that's that baby.
But the question was, are we witnessing the fall of America? I take it even deeper than that. I mean, we see a fall of morality. We sit and make excuses for all the degeneracy. Nobody wants to say, well, what about Yah? What does Yah have to say about this? Mm. I know what my flesh tempts me to do. I have my own ideology, but what does Yah say about this?
Right.
And if you don't believe in Yah, just look down the road a little bit and say, well, what will this behavior profit me?
Yep.
I'm gonna tell you something. This is a funny thing. Now, atheists say they don't believe in any kind of God, right?
Yes, sir.
But they still live a more godly life than people who claim that they believe in God. Ain't that a trip?
Man.
Because atheists will say, well, what does this profit? What does it profit me to kill my brother or to steal from my mother or, you know, they put the responsibility on themselves, not a creator. So they actually function in a better manner than people who go to church seven days a week and say they believe in a higher power.
Just it. I don't really know too much Asian, but shit. That was one of my coworker, my supervisor said he was saying the other day, like, man, that's Christians, but I don't claim, but he like, man, that's Christians. Bro, we got a lot of work. He said, bro, we could be some low down ass people. He said all the time. He said, we're Christians could be some low down ass people. So he ain't lying. You got a lot of church folk, bro. Hey, like how they go to church, go to the mosque, go to the synagogue, go wherever they go. Shit, that don't mean nothing, bro. You sure ain't lying. Hell, just look at it. Just look at the read. That's the perfect example. When you're reading the Tanakh, a.k.a. Old Testament, what people call Old Testament, what is it showing you? About how wicked and evil, well, I ain't going to say evil, but how just hard-headed and never did what the Most High said, talking about the Israelites. Mm-hmm. That's what the whole Tanakh is telling you about. That's what the whole thing's saying, how hard-headed, rebellious they were, no matter what. They bring them, get them out of captivity, bring them back into the promised land. They get hard-headed, go right back in there again because they was hard-headed, didn't want to listen to nothing. They want to follow instruction. That's what the whole thing about. You know, you got, you, just look at it, man. All these Christian churches, every damn well. But most majority of people will say, they go to jail. Most of you go to jail, they ask, what's your religious preference? Christian. You know, might get a few Muslims here and there and so on and so on. Only say Christian. And they full of the jailhouse, full of them. Most of the guys we were talking about earlier that's doing all the killing and murdering in there, you ask them basically what's your religion or what's your religious background? Well, I was raised Christian. I was so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
And stone-cold killers. Hell, look at, man, go back to the Crusades and all that shit. Remember now, we talk about slavery and the doctrine of discovery. There were so-called Christians that say that wherever mm-hmm. you go and you find the people not Christians, kill them.
Yep.
Hmm. And them gods supposed to have been people who believe in God now.
Yep.
And some of the people we talking about now, same thing. Some same ones, Brandon Johnson, all them people like we talking about, I bet you they call themselves Christian. Bet they go to church on Sunday somewhere. Probably, maybe.
So T.D. Jakes is the new face of that, right? He's the new face.
Oh, Lord.
Christian church.
He's still alive?
Mm-hmm. What, T.D. Jakes?
Yeah.
Oh, he over P. Diddy house somewhere. You know, that was the last thing they've been talking about. You remember the Alpha Male? That was the latest thing they had been talking about, him hanging out at P. Diddy's house and shit, them parties.
They say T.D. Jakes was cross-dressing that one time.
Oh,
man. They say, yeah, that big fat walrus looking nigga with a dress on.
Remember he paid out a lawsuit. Remember it was a lawsuit a long time ago. I think a lawsuit or a settlement about him supposed to have been some messing with a little boy or something. He paid out a settlement or something.
Mm-hmm.
T.D. Snake.
Eddie Long.
No, we're talking about T.D. Jakes this time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just remember Eddie Long was, you know, no good in that way, too. And
all them pastors ain't shit.
Yeah.
He had that evangelist thing that came on TV every day. And then he got up there and cried and said something. Like, well, you remember this guy's name? He said it's a big scandal. The white dude back in maybe in the 90s. He had a huge following.
Jim Baker, wasn't
he? Yeah, him, Jim Baker. He's one of them, too, but it was even another guy who had a scandal happen.
Yeah, Jim and Tammy Faye Baker.
I'm one of them, too. The you talking about the couple that used to sing, the Baker, they used to be singing gospel songs and shit. That old corny ass
that fucking family. It was one other one. The other guy, he was crying about something. He was like, I sinned and I repent.
I can't remember.
Jimmy Swagger or something else.
I remember Jimmy Swagger. Yep, remember Jimmy Swagger. Yep. Yeah, all of them damn crooks.
So that's
Price. That was that man named Price.
Yeah, I'm on with him.
He had a plane worth like $1 million or something he had to get, and he said, "God said I need to get this plane."
You talking about Klepto Dollar? That's what I call him. Klepto Dollar.
But, yeah, mm-hmm. So we talking about the fall of America. And I'm going to tell you, like I told my wife back mm-hmm. when the faggot got elected, when Barack Obama started this gay shit, I told her, mm-hmm. I said, well, you can't just let some of the freaks out. All the freaks mm-hmm. are going to come out.
Yes,
she was like, you just don't like gay people. I said, no, I just know how life works. If you let one motherfucker get away with something, the rest of them going to be like, shit. You know, I'm going to get away with my shit. And then it piles on. You know, so,
yeah
it's, you can't, it's, that's when it, honestly begin to fall apart.
Yep, yep, so yeah. Man, degeneracy at his finest. Yep.
Yep. And believe me, he still got a hand in this shit.
Oh,
Hillary
yeah.
Clinton still got a hand in this shit. Disgusting ass cunt. And all them dirty bastards still got a hand in this shit.
Yeah. I'm surprised they ain't throw that witch out there one more time. I'm surprised they ain't throw her regular ass out there on the election poll one more time.
She popped up like Waldo.
Joe Biden dies, she can come right to the front.
That's what I was so shocked. They just showed something talking about he passed his damn test. That might come on, bro.
His test was
could
he still alive?
Kindergarten
test, huh?
He said that was the death alphabet. Was he still
alive? Oh, check this out. Now, me and you were talking about Dr. X, and he brought up a point. He said Biden is the one that came up with all these sentencing laws against black people and crack cocaine and all that shit.
Yeah,
but his son's on crack, and now all's forgiven.
Yep. He just went to a hearing today. What they say about it? Anybody see what happened at the hearing?
No.
I ain't seen nothing. Somebody was saying, they asked him, was that his crack it they found in the White House? I mean, cocaine they found in the White House.
You never know.
Oh, Justin, I want to ask you this here then, brother. Since you brought it, Trump came up. What do you think about the black woman who tried to, well, they said she have, took Trump off the ballot in Illinois? A judge. Yeah, a judge.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard that one yet. You know, is she on the court that did it?
Yeah, so, she's a judge. I'm going to find it right fast.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, she's
No, go ahead. Yeah, they said she's a judge.
I mean, if you want
Tracy, her name is Tracy Porter.
Yeah. All she got to do is do the same thing. If that's her plan is to get him off the ballot, then she's just going to line it right up with that amendment that's saying about the insurrection and stuff. And so all she got to do is read that 14th Amendment and say, well, you know, we going to put that right next to him trying to steal the election and all like that, even though it didn't happen in our state. But she's still holding him accountable for probably this insurrection. Now, you can go ahead and play something that you have or read.
No, that's what it
says.
I can tell you the truth of the matter.
Yes, sir.
We do.
The Supreme Court already said that there was no insurrection, that Donald Trump was not part of, involved in, nor did he incite an insurrection. So the Supreme Court said he can't be removed. This stupid bitch said, fuck the Supreme Court, I'm going to do it anyway.
So you heard about Alpha Male?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Okay, but Alpha Male, you know, I don't want to try to discredit you, but I haven't heard any rulings that the Supreme Court handed down on Donald Trump being on the ballot in Colorado or any other state that they're going to be able keep him off the ballot in Maine and in Illinois. So I'm not sure.
I haven't heard
any verdict on it. Now, unless it just happened like over the last day, then that's the only time.
Damn. Hope we having a hurricane. But
We are.
I don't speak about nothing that ain't in writing already. But see, you waiting for it to come on mainstream news. You're going to be a month or two behind.
That's right. Okay. Waiting on CNN and to tell it.
We're in a hurricane. We having bad weather here on the East Coast, and so he's probably experiencing the high winds that I'm experiencing, and it sounds real bad. I'm going to go check on my vehicle to make sure
it's
falling.
Yeah. But, yeah, we had them high winds for the last 2 days. But, yeah, man, this shit's crazy, man. There I go again. Y'all notice all of this shit that's happening. Who's the face of this shit? Like the woman in Georgia. Now, this woman here, Tracy Porter, another black woman, Eric, the dude in New York, black. All these dumbass folks, they put this, they got them the view in the face of this shit, fucking with Trump, black folk.
But you know what? Yep. It seems like we're having.
I seen one white dude.
It seems like here in America, we're having a cultural epiphany happening where things are occurring to where the positions of these different authorities and different like branches of government are being placed in the hands of people of America that are black people, Native American, black, Negro people. So what I'm trying to say about it is that it's not that we don't know how to do something. It's just that people are going to have to start getting used to it because, like we were saying earlier, white people are on the decline, and they know it, and they are, in some cases, passing the baton, but then in other cases, overwhelmingly losing in the elections. And then when they lose, they get upset, and then they want to discredit the person who won and say that person is not doing a good job. And then they try to take the person to court, and then they lose in court based on what they brought them to court for. And then they'll cast another allegation against the person who is in that branch that is doing a good job, could be a mayor. And they say, oh, well, this is a black mayor. They have never castigated a white mayor, but because this is the first black mayor, that they're going to do everything in their means to, let's say, paint a picture that is really disingenuous about what they're doing, which is not something that's bad. They're really not trying to steal money. They're really not trying to mislead people, and they're showing and proving with their information that they present, with, you know, their facts that they have on their emails and whatnot, and they present it to everybody, and they show them what, you know, they have, and then these people are attacking people and saying, okay, we're going to go to court because we're saying that you're, you know, making too much money, or you know, or whatever it is, and they get to court, and then the judge of court says no, and then they keep losing. So there are always going to be people who don't want to see black people in leadership, and so those who lose are going
to
always back out.
Joe, we got two questions for you. I'm gonna let Alpha Bear go first, and I got one for you.
All right, now. And this is a chick from the diaspora. She's from Africa. And she said, here's the problem with black politicians.
Mm-mm.
She said, they get up there and tell you they're going to reduce crime. They're going to have focus on the community. And they're going to do this and do that. And know goddamn well that they lie.
Yep.
Now, the person before them, be black or white, wasn't able to do it. They're going to lie to you, talking about, oh, I can do it, with absolutely no resume. And then when people are not happy with their performance, they want to blame it on because they're black. No, You campaign on these issues. You said you knew how to take care of these issues, but you knew you couldn't. So now that we don't like what's going on, you want to blame it because you're black. No, it's because you lied.
Damn. Hey, Alpha Mayor Dan, you talking about our mayor here in Memphis, ain't you?
You damn right I am.
Because, hey, that's exactly what he just did. And crime is out the damn Richter scale already. And just this, let me ask you this right fast, since you said that right. Name me one good black mayor, we're going to just stick with mayor, that the white folks went out there. He was a good damn black mayor that they went out there and scandalized his name. Could you tell me one? He didn't do shit wrong. They just lied on him and scandalized his name.
Yeah.
Did you know one?
It's a current mayor of Dalton, Illinois, who her name escapes me. Something Kinsley.
Oh. Hold up.
Okay.
Is it a woman? That's a woman, right?
Yeah. I actually think she It's Kinsley, something Kinsley. I forgot his
name. Oh, what, Justin? I don't think you heard. I don't think you understood. Let me see it, because I don't think you understood the question. Let me see. Let me make sure I'm saying this right.
No, I think you heard. No, seriously, you should check out this Roland Martin and her interview.
Oh, hold up. You said that she's a good mayor. I'm trying to make sure you understand, because I heard what you said. I'm trying to make sure. I just want to, just for clarity,
before we comment.
So you said this woman is a good mayor, good, outstanding mayor, that the white folks up there, they scandalizing her and discrediting her.
That's right.
Wow. Dalton, brother, have a mayor. Maybe you know about, is that white, is that black woman? That ain't he can't be talking about the one we think about is that half a male.
Her name is Tiffany Henry, Dalton. Mayer.
He can't be.
She claps back at the critics, and she's on Roland Martin. I'm about to send it to you, and you can do what you
I already
want,
know who you talk. Half a male. That ain't the same woman as half a male.
I get her mixed up with that Fanny lady.
Okay.
Y'all got to check this one out. She's real thorough. Oh,
I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about. I'm just playing a charade.
Send it to me, Joe, because
I know who you're talking about. I hope you finna send me somebody else. I hope I'm wrong. If not, we finna get you drug tested today. Dave, get your drug testing kit ready today. Dave, get your drug testing kit ready, because he need to piss in his cup tonight.
What was her name again?
It's Tiffany Henyard. It's Tiffany, H-E-N-Y-A-R-D. I'm going to send it to you, and then you can do it. You know, you probably can send
just
it around.
Just this same lady I'm thinking you talking about. Bruh, you might as well go get, what was the damn brother? You might as well go get Kwame Fitzpatrick.
Oh man.
Cause this woman is corrupt as hell, bro. If that's that same woman, I know. Cause when you said Dalton, that lady there, bro. She argued with black folk, the county commissioners, and that woman. I knew it.
You talking about Tiffany Haynard?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Drug testing, please.
Wait, you gotta watch the interview first. Don't be trying to.
Damn it! Look who she's talking
to. Because I know how to read.
Roland Martin is a brutal, like a he like you, man.
Roland Martin is a punk ass, boule ass Negro. He's a Hillary Clinton puppet.
Exactly.
Come on, bro. That's the wrong show you talking about. That woman crooked as fuck. And hold up, and the question was, because you the one said it, that white folks did that and other. I asked you, show me a mayor that white folks have scandalized and lied on, a good mayor, black mayor.
You talking about,
bruh.
I know which lady you talking about. With
this
the blonde
one right here.
Bug,
this is right here. This
weave.
One. She fit that description.
I think she do, Dave. Yep.
The dark skin shit with the blonde. They just investigated her for stealing money to take vacations and shit.
Yep, there you go.
Hey, Justice, what the fuck wrong with you? Dude, you
They're trying to make her look bad.
Bruh, but white folks ain't even, white folks ain't the one going out to her. It's black people in that town. That's a majority black town.
Exactly.
They the ones saying that. I asked the question was, because you mentioned white boy. I said, name me a black mayor. That's because I wanted to show you. These black mayors and shit are corrupt as hell, just like anybody else. But that's why I threw that question at you, and you proved the point. I would have rather for you said, what was the brother name that used to be the mayor of D.C.? I'd rather for you to say it him, the one cat called smoking crack a couple of times.
Oh, Mayor Barry.
Yeah, I'd rather for you to say him. I would rather for Justin to say it him, Dave.
But they say Marion Barry with getting black folks contracts and helping them out financially. That's why they really set his ass up. So
what?
Man, ain't on the same level as Tip.
I promise to God, I can't watch that one. Go ahead.
I was checking out Dr. X also, and he gave me this article. Well, he gave everybody this article that this bitch, the one that's going after Trump, talking about she gonna take his properties and all that shit.
Yes, sir.
They just uncovered that she was taking direct orders from the fucking White House. Do you know how illegal that shit is?
Damn.
Yes. So now she under investigation. All these dykes, I'm telling you, they put those dykes out front to be cannon fodder. You know, when they said we need some stupid bitches, and what better stupid bitches than dyke bitches? Because black bitches, for some reason, like to rally behind dyke bitches.
Damn.
And now they done with these bitches, so now they got to go. So that's why it's hard for me to feel bad for any of them, because they knew. They knew they were wrong. You know, but I will say, none of them would do jail time.
Yeah. No, sure ain't lying. And Justin, he your girl. He goes something right here. Another thing.
The grown-up thing would be for her to resign. Just get out of here, leave town. But she's not going to do that. You have disgraced this entire...
This is a black woman talking, Justin. This ain't no white woman talking.
...village. And also disrespected each and every one of us.
In a special board meeting tonight, Dalton trustees voting to investigate controversial Mayor Tiffany Henyard. This comes as we have learned federal agents are investigating her and allegations of corruption.
Our Elizabeth Matthews was inside that heated board meeting. She's live in Dalton. Elizabeth.
Scott and Don, one trustee saying tonight that this is their last resort, their last stance. They cannot continue to stand by and see millions of dollars wasted.
Tiffany Henyard didn't show up in person, but she was brought up in conversation and a vote.
Motion passed for resolution number 24-002, calling for investigation of Mayor Tiffany Henyard.
The four trustee majority voting unanimously to call for an investigation into Henyard, what they say is the misuse of funds.
The Board of Trustees has repeatedly asked for financial information.
And I'm going to just stop right there. Everybody on that damn board that I just saw on there, they're like somebody I couldn't see, though. But the majority of that board that asking her to step down in that investigation were black justice.
Yeah.
Okay, that's neither here nor there, whether that would be black or not.
Wow.
You know what it is? See, they on the board, they the ones that's not paying the bills. They are in charge of the finances there. So once they have the things that they're supposed to pay before them and they vote not to pay, that runs up their budget, or their deficit rather, off of their budget. So instead of paying the bills that they have the money to pay, the trustees are not paying because they want her to not be the mayor, because they have a certain hatred towards her for whatever reason that is.
So all the folks lying on that woman, the police department, they about to lose. They about to lose their squad cars. They sent a damn thing to say that the police cars is about to get repoed because of her.
That's not true. According to the interview and the question Roland Martin asked her.
Brother, she's sitting there in front of Negro Roland Martin, Boule number one. Come on, bro. What you think that was gonna happen on that fucking interview?
Right.
He ain't gonna ask her those damn tough ass questions and drill her like a goddamn drill sergeant supposed to do. Come on, brother.
He had her about to cry a few times.
Yes, sir. I see you, Dave.
Text message.
Yes, sir. I see you.
Text message real quick. Look,
that's her name.
That's her. Read that to Justice.
It's kind of. You got to read it on your end, Dave. It's blurry on my end. I can't hardly see. It's a little bit blurry. Can you read it, Dave?
It's pretty much said Tiffany Hainer arrested July 2016 for criminal trespass and trying to steal a vehicle. So she's been arrested
She became a career criminal, and she was a career criminal.
Look at her demeanor. She like she don't give a damn either. Cause look how she be walking. No. You can tell she thinks she want like they say a diva, a demon. You can tell this.
She look like,
I tell you what, she need to be there with Eric Mays. I bet Eric Mays will put her ass in pocket.
I think she's a young sister. She looked like LeChat. She's another Kamala Harris Jr.
Y'all prejudging her. Y'all just prejudice. You gotta watch the interview and stop being prejudiced.
I wouldn't dare watch Roland Martin. I wouldn't fucking dare.
You're just gonna be prejudiced then. That's all.
Yeah, you're right. I'm racist towards Roland Martin. I wouldn't dare watch that bastard.
I'm racist and prejudiced.
But go ahead. What you say, Alpha Man?
You prejudiced because you can read.
Yeah. Yep.
It makes no sense. Because you can read the news, and he needs somebody to bottle feed him the news. Now, you're prejudiced.
Yeah. Because you listening to the people who lullabying you and keeping you to sleep. Them, the Roland Martins and all of them are the problem. They are the problems of the damn black community. They are the main problem why you can't see past the bullshit because you listen to people like Roland Martin and Big Perm or Lil Worm. He ain't Big Perm. He forgot he lost weight. Fucking Al Sharpton and them. That's why you can't see the truth. You started listening to them, holding on to the rope for them bastards. Roland Martin, bro, this the Negro that cried. He cried for fucking Hillary Clinton, that crook. He cried, bro. He act like that was his mama or some got sick or something, bro, and died. He crying for fucking Hillary Clinton. You can't be as coon. You can't get no cooner than that. You can't get no cooner than that.
See what we were talking about earlier? You know, people tell us up front what the deal is. Where the edge of the cliff is, where the lion den is, where the pit of vipers is, and they still walk in this shit, and they want to pretend. Oh, I didn't know. You knew, motherfucker. You knew good and well.
And Justin, how the hell you get kicked off a Moon Man show, and that Negro liberal, he left his progressive. How you get kicked off of his show and I don't know you, and you come over here with the same, goddamn, you had to be real, did something real fucked up to get kicked off that show with him. And the way you take up for these same damn fools, how did that happen, man? Maybe you got to explain that to us.
Well, it wasn't a case of being kicked off. It was more of a case of finally giving up my seat and just moving on, because over there people would call up and say, y'all don't let Justice talk. Y'all keep cutting him off. We want to hear what he got to say about things, and then y'all don't respect him. Y'all keep beating up on him. Give him a break, this, that, and other. And then one lady called and said, why is he up there with y'all? Is he just somebody to a sidekick, somebody to beat up on? And so there was a time when someone else said something similar to that, and then I said, well, I got skin and feathers like a duck that when the water hit my back, it just rolled right off. So nothing really can affect me. Nothing really, you know, bother me about if they say something about how I have a different opinion than, you know, the mainstream opinion, and people appreciate a different opinion and everybody agreeing with the same opinion all the time. So I was the one who was the counter to a lot of the opinions that Moon Man had and some of the other hosts. And so even when it came down to taking a shot and all of that, I was the only anti-vaxxer on the whole stage. And people rewarded me later on and saying that I was, correct in taking my stance and sticking to my beliefs and not giving in to what Moon Man and the rest were saying.
And but just that, can I give you an observation, bro? I'm going to give you an observation that I peeped out. That you could bear witness that I said. I listened to that show several times with you on there. You did not take that hardcore Democratic stand on there like you do over here. I've heard you sometime actually like you was against Trump. Because they got on you one time because you was saying something against Joe Biden. You didn't take that hardcore stand for the Democrats like you do over here, like you did on that. You didn't do that over there. You switched up. You changed uniforms when you went over there. I peeped that out, bro. And I'm saying it, and I just try to be, disrespectful to it. But I peeped what you did. We were doing over there. You didn't do that. That's why I was like, how the hell you get kicked off? I know why. I see why.
Okay, but my whole thing is that being with you and Chief Rabbi over the several years, that it's given me an opportunity to understand different points of view better and to create a space in my head where things that I didn't used to think, now I can use it as a part of my way of thinking. And so over there, I would counter a lot of things that they would have to say about Trump when, in fact, he had done some things that they would not rather mention, that were positive for people of color or black people from America. And so they didn't want to hear that. But I also would say things about Biden too, or I would say things about Trump too. So I didn't take a side when it came down to the president. I just would just be neutral to a point where if someone's doing something wrong, then I'm going to point it out. And if they said something good or they did something good, I'll point that out too.
But
so
you don't do that here, though. But you don't do
right,
that here.
Right.
If whatever we say about the Democrats, you will be in denial to the damn end. But you go over there and you didn't do that over there. So you didn't stay straightforward on both shows. You picked it. You was almost like Paul. You picked and choose. You tried to be all things to all men.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is, so you see, I don't know if it's, for entertainment purposes or if it's really real as far as the point that I try to make.
Hey, Ariat.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Ariat. He's like Apostle Paul.
Yep. Apostle Paul
and Farrakhan. They want to be all things, everybody. Like I was saying in my last lecture, y'all need to go listen to that. My last lecture that I did on Talk Show, go listen to it. Because I talked about that, how Jesus even was kind of like Apostle Paul, too. He went everywhere and met with everybody and tried to deal with everybody. And because even when you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, they had different accounts on how Jesus acted around people. And I'm going to tell you something. Jesus was just as bipolar as Paul was.
Call him bipolar?
Yeah. That nigga was all fucked up in the head. Yeah, Jesus was all fucked up in the head. And if you actually, I'm going to say, go listen to my last lecture I did. I broke it down. Because Paul and Jesus was similarly alike. If you actually read all the accounts of the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and you read, you know, just different ways they act. It was the same way. It was like they had different mentalities around different people. Kind of like Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg was a pimp at one time. Then he became a Muslim. Then he became a damn Rastafarian. Justice is about the same way. He's about the same way. He does the same shit. I'm being serious. Justice, I'm telling you. And I've noticed that for a long time. R.E.I., even when Justice first came on the show, back in the day, Justice used to say he was with Nation of Islam. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember that. Mm-hmm. He was a diehard Nation of Islam member. And he even debated us on Farah Muhammad. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then he, all of a sudden, he became Democratic Justice. Then he became Hotep Justice. Justice then
goddamn
Justice as though it's just, I'm being serious. It's something there where he got multiple personality disorders.
You got my Christian justice.
Yep,
no,
yep.
Nigga, you all fucked up in here.
He remember that he was Christian one time. One week he was a Christian too. He right.
Yeah, I remember that. And then he was over here at the show with us talking scripture. And I was like, whoa, Justice. Damn, I didn't know you had that in you. Then he flipped right back to the bull.
Justice got a charade. Justice, he just do it. Bring him out. What do you do, Alpha Man?
Well, no, I noticed, and sometimes it seems like you almost have to interrupt him because he'll take six different positions in one monologue. So, like, you don't really understand where he's going with it or what the point was or. You know, I understand that we all have opinions, but we don't get to choose the facts. Like we can have a different opinion about a fact.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? But we can't change the facts. And you know, I've always seen it as just a game, as entertainment. I never really took it seriously that he felt or thought about the way the positions he take. I just. Thought he was doing it for entertainment purposes and not sincerely.
That's what it's saying.
No, Justice is the truth and sincere, and you know, so yeah, I ain't gonna say anything, you know, that I'm, you know, a hypocrite or nothing because I don't even compare. So no, if I say something, it's from my heart, more than likely, or mostly, if not all.
But here's what we don't understand. Like we'll point you in a direction of resources, like especially if we bring up a subject or if we bring out some information, we'll direct you to the resources, the sources. You know, as some people say, you know, we'll show the receipts. But you'll outright refuse to follow the information, and then just fight on your opinion. Now, when Sunray says something that I'm not aware of, I'm over here clicking my ass off looking for articles.
Yep.
And here's a trick I do. I don't just look at what he is explaining currently. I start going backwards. You know, so I'm really over here on my computer just I'm information down.
Yeah.
Because I want to know.
And you see how Alpha Male, held us accountable earlier? Did y'all write that down? You see how he did that? Did y'all even write that down?
I have to
make sure we doing our duty. We ain't just listening to him. He even made, hey, shit, hey, are y'all writing this shit down? Y'all taking notes now. I ain't just talking for my goddamn health now. Get this information. So that's what he's supposed to do. And he did it right. And so just as we went peeping it, man, he just like, and there was something else I was going to throw at you. Damn, I forgot now. But that was me 100% right, though.
No. You know, okay, I was invited to come on a few weeks back when Black History Month began, and she asked me to come on if I could come on with them and then do some Black History moments or facts with them, you know, for them, and I declined. And she had texted me.
What's her name? Moon Man.
Yes, Lady C. And she texted me early in the day and asked me if I would, and then I didn't even respond, and I just didn't. I just didn't. So later on, about 6 p.m., she would call me and ask me if I could come on and do that, and well, how come I didn't respond? I said, well, I didn't know how to, you know, like, I just wanted to, you know, I probably not want to come on or whatever, so I declined. And she says, okay, like that. So, no, it's not a case where, you know, I've been kicked off. I never was completely kicked off or anything. I was asked to come on if I had black facts or if I had something happening in Philadelphia that I wanted to share. So, and they wanted to free up a line for other callers because they had so many hosts holding up all the lines now with the new addition, with the new host, Kiki, the new other co-host that they have now. So we got 5 lines tied up within everything, and they were trying to, so, you know, okay, let him give up his seat. So in that sense, but not to let me completely go. But I felt like it was pretty much the time for me to go ahead and move on. And I'm probably always welcome to come back if I probably choose to. And from what I'm hearing from people who I'm in close contact with that listens to the show and calls me after the show and say, oh, that was boring. And, oh, man, this show, they barely, you know, trying to find something to talk about. Oh, man, you know, it's like, so, you know, your voice is missing away. I'm like, you know, okay, I understand. But, you know, so people would get used to me not being on after a while. But a lot of people, I'd say, or a few people at least told me that, you know, it's really corny now. It's not as interesting, at least without my voice, at least being there as an alternative to being a Moon Man disciple and having to agree with everything he say instead of being able to have your own opinion and be, you know, have to be able to disagree without somebody saying something wrong with the way you think, Justice.
Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you, Joseph. I'm saying I take it back when you said you got kicked off, but you did say you kind of laid back because of stuff. So I recant that one. But the thing I'm making is because I want damn it. It was sometimes I'm like, I'm gonna tell you what you usually do. You it's like over there, you would take culture freedom over there. How we be over here going against a Democrat. You took that over there. But then you come over here, you almost like Moon Man show.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because I've heard you. I was like, shit, I got to call in and bag Justice up because he going at Moon Man. It's like you were going at Moon Man. You wasn't going there like we probably do. But you was challenging him on some of that stuff. It wasn't like you was the... like, you know how we mess with you, so are you the diehard Democrat? You wasn't like that over there. You were damn near like culture freedom over there. And then you come over here, you be totally opposite. You like, whatever the Democrats say, you know, hey, man, don't talk about a Democrat like that, so-and-so. You bag them up. You was like, wait a minute, dude. You're not on that show. You should have been like that on Moon Man show. I'm like, but you was at odds with Moon Man. So that shit was kind of odd.
Yeah, because that y'all, because being, like I said, over the years, being over here gave me, you know, it introduced me to a different way of understanding things and to be able to think in a different way.
Not what it is, Justin. You're not catching what I'm saying. Because if we were the ones that you were making you think, you wouldn't be taking that stance with the Democratic Party like you doing. Like, even what you just taking up for that woman, somehow, oh, man, y'all wrong. She's not corrupt. You wouldn't be taking that stance. You hear all three of us, how we saying that woman corrupt as hell because of every research we've looked at and all that. You the only one still going against that. So you can't be saying you learning from us. You can't be, bruh. You sounding like Moon Man over here now.
Black and white, I'm about wrong and right. So if it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Two rights don't make a wrong. I mean,
but you always been in opposition about whatever we said. Whatever we said about the Democratic Party, you always been in opposition. You, like even with if we like, oh man. For a matter of fact, when I played that damn clip with Joe Biden, we don't need no more nigger super mayor, so and so. Bro, you hear him and denied it. Oh, that's, you said, you went so far to say there was AI. You did not want to believe there was Joe Biden. Even though we know. See, that's what I'm saying. See, that's what I'm saying.
Right. So, I mean, you know, like, I'm like neutral, okay? I give people the benefit
that's not
of the
neutral,
doubt,
bro.
Okay?
That's not neutral. What's that, bro, Afamir?
He's not hearing what you're saying.
Nah,
y'all been going circles all night.
Yeah, but that's intentionally though. You know that, Alvin.
Exactly. That's why I did it. I don't take it serious.
That's intentionally. Yep.
Yep.
That's intentionally.
Because we know that Obama and Biden were the worst pieces of shit presidents, bar none. But. He'll defend.
I don't know, man. That's what you say. I got one for you worse than us.
See, you say that,
see?
And then I direct you to the information that proves it, and you refuse to look at it. So what you're saying is,
can I point you to the information that supports what I'm saying about the one that's worse than the both of them?
Who is it? Which one is it?
It's the second Bush.
The second Bush. Oh, little bitty Bush.
Yeah.
So little bitty Bush, under his administration was worse than his Biden administration.
And Obama and Trump put together.
It was. Wow.
Yeah, he ran up to $17 trillion, which is the majority of our deficit right now, you know, what we, you know, how much we owe in debt or whatever you call it, right? And so he did $17 trillion of that on his own with his fake ass war, right? And making us pay for it at the pump. All that the high gas, it used to be 99 cents, and then it came to $3 under Bush. Okay.
What else he do?
Yeah.
What else he do? He lied about the war, he killed people, and he had our soldiers messed up. And he had us in wars we shouldn't have been in and still was in until recently, when they came out of Afghanistan and Iraq and all that, lying and stealing oil and putting his own vice president over there, Halliburton, to steal and get a contract for their own self to take all the oil and get all the money.
You know Kennedy did the same shit, right?
No, I don't know that.
Mm.
Okay. Well, the basic shit you're talking about, every president does. Every time you vote for one of them, you're voting for them to do that, to increase the military budget. So that's nothing spectacular. You know what I mean? That's like a wheel going around. Now, if all of a sudden it start going in a figure eight, then that's something you should notice.
Trump added $7 trillion to the thing. Obama added $4 trillion to the thing. And this boy Obama Biden $3 trillion.
You're talking money. We're never mind.
Mm.
My bad.
And damn, think about it. I just thought about something. I'm hearing you, listening to you. I'm not even just making, because I mean, you were talking about military. I'm not really hearing nothing about the military except that a lot of people not signing up to go to the military. It seems like now all the, I guess, the money that would go to the damn United States military hell been going to Ukraine. Because every time I hear it, they're talking about giving goddamn money to Ukraine. What about America's security? I ain't hearing nothing about America building up their military security. It's going to Ukraine.
And Trump had it good. He bragged about how he had that on lock right there. And then Joe Biden got in there and messed that up, and we ain't strong like we was when Trump said he was the president. He'd be bragging like he was the president. He said, yeah, we had the strongest military, you know, than any country in the history of the world. And all, he'd just go all in about like how much money he put into it. And then Obama, yeah, Biden, he's rationing out money to Ukraine, rationing out money to Israel, rationing out money for this and that and others. And he ain't putting nothing, like you say, son, right now, towards America and our defense and whatnot.
They don't give a damn.
Yeah, but
go ahead, Alphamere.
They still got money for the military members to cut their dicks off, though.
Yep. Yeah. You ain't lying. You ain't lying. Mutilate themselves. Alphamere, it's funny. Well, yeah, it is funny. There was a clip. They said I think it was an Italian did a little thing they had on their television. They was making mockery of Joe Biden. You know how he be walking and falling down and stuff? They said the Italians, I said this on Twitter, they said they was making fun of dude, man. And I sent it to Justice. The Justice said, good try. I didn't see no humor in that.
Because you touched his little feelings.
Yeah, because we were talking about Joe Biden. Now, that's why they said, because in the thing, they said people seeing America as weak because of Joe Biden, how he's falling all down and shit. It was just that he didn't see. Now, that's another country making fun of the United States president on their national television, supposed to be.
Right.
And just that I don't find no humor in that. Yeah, I know you did. Yeah. But it had to been Trump with the orange wig you would have.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you look at him laughing now.
So, yeah.
Look,
so.
I'm a neutral hater. Like, I hate either one.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, okay. You say that, but the reality of it is totally different.
Yep. You heard him taking up for that lady last week, Alphamere, the one in Georgia. He started out taking up for her last week.
No, I was only answering the question. I ain't take no sides.
Yeah, you did. It's recorded, Justice. And we go back to the beginning of that last week's show. I think before Alphamere got here, you was kind of taking up for her.
I don't think so. I think I was just stating the facts. What David Chief Rabbi was asking me, and he asked me, could I clear that up? And I just kind of just went my own opinion.
What was the fact? What was the fact? Are you think they doing her wrong?
I just think they're having a hearing, and it's a hearing, and it's actually a real long hearing, which is really just to take the eye off the ball, which is the real concern that why everybody is there for real, which is just trying to steal the election in Georgia, right? And they got this thing called the RICO Act, and they indicted all these people, 19, right, including Rudy Giuliani, right? And so it's from people who was indicted, were scared to death to go to jail, and they said, yeah, okay, I did it. And then they said, okay, well, here's your sentence. And they slapped them on the wrist and said, okay, go ahead. And then other ones they did a little more, said, okay, you go to jail, but only for this amount of time. And said, okay, the man told me to do it, and that's why I did it, okay, go to jail. So
now we're talking about her, but yeah, we're talking about her. Did you think she did something wrong? You think what she did was in a conflict of interest? That's what they're trying to find out.
So far, even all the way up to today, I haven't found any conflict of interest. So, no.
I think you said her name earlier, Alphamere. I don't know. I can't say her name. Fanny or something. The lady in Georgia is supposed to have the affair with the other guy. The guy.
The one that got caught with her fanny in the air. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. And
yeah.
She's the one right now that they discovered that all her directives and money was coming from the Democratic Party.
Yep. See, that's the one I'm talking about. Justice came out.
Yep.
Yeah, you were taking sides with her, Justice, last time.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one.
I just answered the question. I didn't say, oh, well, I think, you know, I mean, if I had to say, oh, yeah, I think she should or she did do something wrong, I don't even have any facts to prove that. So how could I say, yeah,
You did say you didn't see it, though, but you was kind of taking up for her on a slide. Because I see it, because you know what I said. If you think about it, that's what I'm saying. If you go out to Trump, Remember, I was saying that you go out to Trump, you better make sure your ass is squeaky clean, because you know he's going to come out to your ass and find some dirt on you.
Oh, yeah. And go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead now, bro. Finish.
Nah, I was going to say, everybody that fuck with him, I'm talking 100% of the ones that fuck with him, are going down.
Yep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you notice you don't see none of them white folk fuck messing with them. Notice they keep on saying they keep hosting these black folk, and they know they ass got something on it. Know them white folks, they sit back laughing their ass out, them dumbass fools. I wouldn't even go fuck with Trump because I know what he going to do.
Oh, shit. Well, speaking of which, was it you that brought up the fact that when Trump donated the money to start with Jesse Jackson to start that goddamn Rainbow Push Coalition?
Rainbow.
Jesse Jackson was kissing Trump's ass. Oh, thank you, boss. Thank you, boss. Goddamn.
Yep.
So that was the discrimination thing that was being filed against Trump and his winning the people, and you know the allegations made that he was racist and that. And so to clear that up, he offered Jesse Jackson a spot downtown in one of his buildings or in his Trump building. And he said, okay, I'll give you a good deal. And then Jesse was like, nah, bro, you know, you said all this stuff, or you was doing this, you know, racist stuff and whatnot. He's like, I don't want to pay $40 a square foot or whatever you're trying to say. He's like, nah. So he says, okay, I'll tell you what, we'll give you a better deal. We'll give it to you for nothing at all. So he gave him a whole spot down in his building for free of charge, to have an office for the Rainbow Push in his building right there.
So you saying that Jesse Jackson said he was racist. Well, they were saying he was racist. Well, why did Jesse Jackson, on that same clip Alpha Male was talking about, when he introduced Donald Trump, he said, this man have done more for African Americans than anybody. That came out of Jesse Jackson's mouth. He's stepping and fetching it.
Turning up his name.
Who did? Jesse Jackson?
No, Trump was trying to get his name cleared up. So,
Trump didn't say that. Notice what I said. Yeah. When Jesse Jackson introduced him, he said, this man, talking about Donald Trump, have done more for African Americans than anybody. So what the hell was Jesse Jackson doing? Was he stepping and fetching? Was he cooning? When he said that?
At that point, he had already given Jesse Jackson a place in the building to have his, you know, to have his organization.
Come on, man. The date.
And so prior to that, right?
What I'm saying?
He was clean. He was trying to clear up his name as far as Trump was, as far as all of the things he had did and said about those boys in that paper and all that stuff. Like, I think that was really. Because it was 84 and 88 where Jesse Jackson ran for president. So between that point in time, those boys in Central Park. Go ahead, Elfman.
Yeah, nothing you're saying, the dates don't add up. But here's the point. Trump was wrong about the rape that happened in the Central Park jogger case, right? Yes. Now, he never called them niggers. He never said anything about their race or anything. He just said, if these motherfuckers are guilty, they should be hung. Now, that's no different than me saying when Elijah Muhammad was accused of having sex with little girls, I said, if he did it, then I ain't got no love for that shit. Right? So what's the difference? That doesn't prove Trump was a racist. Proves that based on evidence that was compiled that he had to go with at the time, he was sure these motherfuckers were guilty, just like everybody else thought. He just had a platform to say it out loud.
I agree with you on that, my man. I think you're right on that.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead, you can say it, because I got a small clip. I hadn't listened to them. I'm trying to see what it is to get the evidence with Justin. But go ahead, Brother Alphamil.
Right, but see, this is what we were mentioning earlier. You went off into a rant trying to defend, like, a situation that you didn't have no knowledge of. It was like, how do I put it? It's like, if I don't know something, I'll say, I don't know. That's the end of it. I don't interject my emotions or anything into it, because if I don't know, I just don't know. And how can I have an opinion on something I don't know?
What incident did that happen in, or what topic were we talking about that I did that?
Just now, when we were talking about Jesse Jackson, talking about Donald Trump has done more for black people than anybody. Then you jumped in, oh, he was just trying to, you know, save his character. But
yeah.
That wasn't even the time.
I never really looked at that too thoroughly, you know, about
that's what we're talking about.
That's what we said, because it's on record. Yeah, because you say it like that, actually, that's what he would do. And I can't even find the damn video. But I got another video. I don't know, maybe this brother here finna talk about it. Let me see if this is it, because this brother finna say it. But it's actually on audio. It's on audio. It's a video. It ain't no just audio. It's a video showing it. Let me see this, right? I'm going to see if this is what it is. Let me see how long I cut this volume down. Because I'm going to find it, though. I'm going to find it one day, and I'm going to send it to you.
Welcome back to the channel. It's your man Wise. Back at it again. Hey, is this who y'all call racist?
Here we go.
We need your building skills, your gusto, your rent package for people on Wall Street who represent diversity. And
now this Jesse Jackson talking to Donald Trump.
We thank you for coming tonight. Let's give Donald Trump a big hand.
A big hand for Donald Trump.
I now want to bring forth a friend who has, he is deceptive in that his social style is of such. One can miss his seriousness and his commitment, for the success is beyond argument. When we opened this Wall Street project and we talked about it, it gave us space at